show listened to by at least a dozen people.
Is this radio?
This is our show.
Is this what radio is?
Double Doers. That's who we are.
We're a little bit better than Suck, but we're still pretty close to that Suck level.
Lunatic Radio.
LunaticRadio.com. We give guys wood. Everybody.
Ow!
Welcome to the LunaticRadio.com show.
How you doing? How you doing? How you doing?
It is Kieran and Rocket in studio.
And that's it.
And that will be it for today.
Yeah, see you next week.
Email us at the show, LunaticRadio.com. From call hotline, 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-LUN. 566, whatever. You can do all that stuff. Call the drunk call hotline. We love the drunk call hotline. People call all the time. If you're new to the show,
hi.
Go F yourself.
No! No!
That's the wet mind.
Wait. Try it again.
I'm dyslexic and being nice.
If you're new to the show,
go fuck yourself.
No!
I'll try one more time.
Okay. If you're new to the show,
really go fuck yourself.
All right.
You should have been here all along. That's what I'm saying.
Where the fuck were you a year and a half ago, bitches?
Where have you been?
Where have you been?
My new listeners. So it's the LunaticRadio.com show. We were supposed to have Patrick from CringeHumor.net in studio, but he is dealing with some stuff.
He's got stuff going on.
He's just, you know, he's just chilling, man. He's got to chill. He's got stuff to do.
He's got things.
He's a busy man. A lot to do on today's show, everybody. We are going to discuss Rocket's porn stars.
Love them!
We're going to discuss
like
Rocket's,
new.
Rocket's birthday.
Woo!
And we're going to have the guy from Filter on, Richard Patrick.
Richard Patrick!
Not to talk about Filter or his new band, Army of Anyone. We're going to have him on to talk about The Sopranos, which took place last night.
Why not?
Final episode of The Sopranos. Everybody's talking about it around the country. All the new cable news networks are all over it. Everybody's upset about the way it ended and stuff like that, and we're going to save that talk.
Yeah, exactly.
So when Richard Patrick calls in, I believe I did get a voicemail from our reality superstar buddy who won the Speed Road Tour Challenge race car, Johnny.
Ooh!
I didn't have a chance to call him back, but he said he might be calling in tonight to just bore us to death. So look forward to that.
Should be a good show! Big shoe.
A lot of business to do today.
No.
Because, why? You don't want business to do?
There's nothing. You just say that. You never have anything.
But don't I fill 3 hours?
You manage.
Thank you.
You do manage.
That is my business.
Managing. Managing hours.
A lot of stuff to manage today, people, on the show. We got to get to the bottom of the Rockets Smitty thing. And
it's still getting to the bottom of it?
No, I'm just delving into it more.
Oh, sweet.
Rocket's birthday. Oh, we got to decide where the bar night is.
Oh.
On July 21st.
The Hammer and Nail.
It's going to be on Long Island. That's what we're thinking. I mentioned this place called the Chalet. Yes. Now, I know what you're thinking.
Yes.
I know what you're thinking right off the bat.
Swanky and gay?
Swanky and gay. Maybe it's like a place where they play dinner music.
Ooh, a little candelabra. Oh, nice.
Hey, Rocket, you want to go to a chalet? Huff a ball night. The Lunatic Radio ball night.
What voice is that?
That is my gay Hamptons voice. This is the voice I use when I suck fat cock.
But I need a voice, too. Here's my voice.
Oh. Ugh. What are you drinking tonight, Rocket?
Oh, the white Zinfandel.
I'll have the Chardonnay.
Tally-ho.
At what time should we suck each other's cocks?
9:15.
Oh. No. That's too late. Past my beddy time. It's called the Chalet. It's called the Chalet.
That is getting awkward.
The name is, the name screams faggot. That's all I'm saying.
But that doesn't mean it is like, you know, a homo joint.
It's a cool bar. It's in Roslyn, New York, which is in Nassau County, Long Island, right. Which is the western end of Long Island. And it's in a house, and it's a huge, like, it's just a really big house, right? And there's a deck all the way around.
Seems like it, yeah.
We wanted to pick a venue where there was, like, an outside portion where you could chill. And inside the place, every room is its own separate bar. I thought that would be cool.
Absolutely.
But what we have...
Mix it up.
We're still iffy on this place, because when I was there once, yeah. I had a great time, but I was really smashed. So, that could have, you know...
Could have been anything. You know, could have been guys, some guy's asshole. Could have felt comfortable.
Could have been a big fog in front of my face. I don't know. So we're going to... I'll go there. Oh, we should go there and check it out. If not, it's probably going to be some place in fucking Babylon. With 30 IROCs
outside.
That's
all we need.
And 50 muscle heads and one chick in the whole place. And everybody's fucking whipping out their dicks and fucking talking shit about their good jobs, which they don't have.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. You're
fucking dopes.
You live on it, too.
I know. I like Long Island.
I do, too.
I don't like the western end.
Hey!
I like the neighborhoods. I just don't like the people.
But I'm from there!
Let me get a shovel and dig myself out of this one.
I live over there.
Because I'm quickly falling into it.
We're nice. And it's a little tough around there. Mm-hmm. You out here, you kids out here, have no idea what it's like to live near the Queens border, and you're scared of it.
Fuck Queens.
You need bulletproof vests.
By the way, did you notice the... thunderstorms coming in today, Rocket.
Thunderstruck! Yeah. It's fucking
It was
crazy.
Some violent-ass thunderstorms. Yeah. I was kind of worried that we wouldn't be able to do the show.
Are we on the 20s right now? Are we doing a weather check?
I thought the,
Why?
I thought we were going to lose power.
Oh, stop it.
It was that dangerous.
It wasn't that bad.
I was looking for the tornadoes.
You know, it's like as the summer months come in, you'll get those random daily thunder showers, if you will, and they come and go. But
look at us pussies in New York, like complaining about heavy rain. And
go live
lightning.
In Oklahoma for a week. You'll shit your pants every day. Yeah. And the tornadoes like whiz by you.
They got F5s like it's fucking gridlock. Like they're fucking tornadoes screaming in the back. Moving along. I gotta hit that trailer park over there. Come on, guys.
You think they'd learn after all these years, like, let's use some bricks?
Get these fucking pussy F2s out of here.
Let's get some, like, bricks and concrete on these houses.
F2s to the back. Clear the way.
Oklahoma's full of straw houses.
Yeah. What the fuck? Build some strong houses out there. I know. Well, all right. Was it 320 mile an hour winds?
Pretty much.
In a fucking F5, and they're half a mile wide? All right. Maybe your little trailer isn't going to survive that.
A little bit.
You know, maybe a couple extra nails in that.
You never know.
Something could survive. Something like the nails.
That movie Twister with, what's her name? Helen Cunt.
Mm.
Like, just the worst, like, portrayal of tornadoes and what it's like to be a tornado follower. Like, they, I don't know, at the very end, that last scene, they were tied up via that belt, you know? Like an F5 tornado. That would not happen. That would not happen.
Yeah. I fucking hate the movie Twister. I actually paid money to go see that fucking movie.
And you paid to see that film?
And every fucking, it was so stupid. Ugh, every fucking,
a loser.
As the film went on, the fucking tornadoes got worse. I was like, come on. Come on. Fucking cows. Ah, just a horseshit fucking movie. Helen Cunt. You're right. She looks like a... I don't know. What does she look like?
What was that other... The film I did see in theaters is where with the alien... Like, the alien sounds. And she went into space. Or like, they went to, like, to see her dead father. But it really never happened. What the fuck film was that? Oh, God.
Do you honestly expect me to get the movie?
Pulse Signs?
What kind of fucking description was that?
Contact! Thank you, Cousin Rob!
What was
my
the
boy.
Movie with the lady who went into space to find her dad? I don't know.
Rob got it!
Somebody green-lighted that? I'm sure that wasn't the pitch.
You know what? Just like that. And giving us the pitch today is Rocket. All right, dude, check this out. We're going to have this fucking film. It's going to do shit. And there's going to be a chick. And she's going to fly. Go.
The pitch was, dude, we're going to make a film. It's going to be in focus.
Perfect. Done.
Here's my 60.
It's in the can.
Fucking great. Yeah, so we got a lot to do.
Hey, shout out to Stickcam. This is where we use our chat room, lunaticradio.com/chat. So if you're listening live, you're not in the chat room, you could listen to our show in there as well. So feel free to join us in there or one of our other venues, Cringehumor Radio, TPX Radio, or You Broadcast. We want to give a shout out because we are filling up the room tonight. Yeah, baby.
Rocket's birthday was this weekend.
That's right. Happy birthday to me.
Rocket turned the ripe old age of 28.
28.
28. A bullshit age, but...
Shut up.
Congratulations. What?
Shut up. It's not a bullshit age.
I was 28 for a whole year. You've been in for 3 days. I know a little bit more about being 28.
And you're saying it's bullshit?
It's bullshit.
Why is it bullshit?
It's a bullshit age.
Why? Because it's not like a round number. It's not 30.
Exactly.
Shut up.
I don't really hate the number 20.
I think you do.
Why are you getting so upset about...
Because this is a very...
Are you really offended that I said...
I don't like the fact that I'm 20. This is the first time in my life I don't like being an age. And I don't like it at all. I'm 2 years away from 30.
Thank you, Absinthe. 28 doesn't really exist. Thank you.
What does that mean?
It means your age sucks. Get a new one.
No, I don't want a new one. Can I get 27 again?
No. You can't go back. You can go forward.
21 again? Oh, doctor, that was a good year.
21 was a good year. I don't remember much 21.
And it wasn't just the whole alcohol drinking thing. I would drink it before that, but...
28 years old, so happy birthday, Rocket. We all celebrated.
Thank you, sir.
We all celebrated at this his favorite bar in Queens.
No!
Not in Queens.
Franklin Square.
It's Franklin Square in Long Island, and the name of the bar is Cronksley's, and Rocket got crocked. Whack, whack. Oh. You were freaking smashed.
Wait, that was so... Can you say that again?
Hacky? No, I'm not going to say it again.
Why not? Come on, say it again.
I'm not that
dumb. Come on,
dumb.
It was that good.
I'm not
it
that
was seriously,
dumb.
Quite possibly the funniest line ever to broadcast.
Hello. Did you see me hit the wacky horn?
No, that's like your skate patch.
Making a joke of myself? Asshole, why are you so defensive tonight?
Because I'm 28.
I said you were 28. It's not a great age, and I got hammered for that.
You did not get hammered for it.
Dude, I was 28 too. It sucked. I said it to myself. I was like, this age blows. 27 blew too.
Wait, well, why did it blow for
25 is a good age.
25 is a good age.
30 is a good age. 21 is a good age.
You just like these round number age.
You're 16 like, was a beautiful age.
Really?
Yeah. Nice. 18 is a good age. 19 sucks.
19 did kind of suck.
Don't take so much offense to it.
No, because like I said before, this is the first
you
time.
You sound very insecure about fucking an age.
It's a little weird for me.
Why is it weird?
I never like had an age affect me before.
Is anybody 28 in the chat room?
Yeah, is anyone 28?
Can you tell Rocket to fucking calm down?
Be a Wizard is certainly not 28.
Holy shit.
I'm sorry. I'm 2 years away from being 30.
Chaos Chris wants to do a sports show with Rocket. He ain't gonna last one episode.
What do you mean?
Because if you know Rocket is sports, you can't even talk to him about it.
That's right.
You mentioned the Islanders. He goes off for a half hour.
That's right. Let's talk about the Islanders.
All you said was the word Islander. Shut up.
That's all we're gonna do a sports show. It's gonna be great.
You're 28. The age sucks. Deal with it. Thank you. Nobody's 28 here. 28 doesn't exist.
That's damn!
You're not even an age,
I'm not
Rocket.
Real! I'm in limbo! See how bad this is? I'm in limbo right now!
According to Absinthe in the chat room, Rocket doesn't even have an age. You have no age. You're zero. Wait, that would be a number. You're nothing. You're a symbol.
No!
You're a symbol.
I feel like Prince. I'm a
you just
symbol.
Sounded like him.
Shut up!
Tell me you didn't. Yeah, so you're 28. You had a good time on your birthday.
I had a fantastic time. Thank you for everyone who came out for the spectacle that was my birthday at Croxley's. Had a fantastic time.
Rocket was smashed.
Slightly bust.
You were smashed, dude. I've never seen you that wrecked.
Slightly bust.
You spent half the night trying to focus on everything.
I was.
You know when you
was like a shitty set of binoculars, and you're constantly playing with the wheel to focus it.
Yeah, you might as well have a binoculars on your eyes all night because you're just squinting like everything was really far away.
Yep.
You would be like right in somebody's face, and you'd be squinting at them. Like, what? What are you saying right now?
By the end of the night, I was hugging everybody.
Hugging everybody.
But I hug everyone at the beginning of the night too.
Fucking on top of me, like.
Oh, you loved it. It's the most action you got in a long time, my friend.
Monkey Boy.
The Monkey Boy. We started a Monkey Boy chant at the bar. We cleared the place out. They were just, we were just so rambunctious, our crowd.
Monkey Boy is, I guess, an impression I do. And yes, the only person that's ever seen it was Ronnie Beans. He's no longer on the show anymore.
Yeah.
But for some reason, everybody's yelling Monkey Boy. And they want me to see the Monkey Boy.
I want to see the Monkey Boy
and
dance.
I had a principal. I was a dick. And I was like, fuck you guys. You ain't seen Monkey Boy.
It's fucked up. It's fucked up.
Because
it
you put me on the spot.
That was my birthday.
Why can't a group of drunks be fucking reasonable?
Because we wanted you to do the Monkey Boy dance?
What did I just say? Drunks aren't reasonable.
They are reasonable.
Who's a reasonable drunk? No.
I am.
You're not.
I was very reasonable.
You were unreasonable.
I was extremely reasonable.
You were unreasonable to the cash register. You were looking at the cash register, trying to read the cash register for some reason. And you were yelling at it because you couldn't read it. Or something.
It was so awesome. Like, on the computer, they gave me my own button. So every time someone ordered a drink, it would go, you know, my tab. I had my own tab button. It was awesome. I paid for the whole bill on my credit card. I was so fucked up. I don't know why people let me do that. Because
you were drunk. And they're like, yeah, let that asshole pay for it.
I'm like, I don't want to cause any problems. Like, all right, there's a big pot of money. I'm like, I don't want anyone to feel awkward. Feel like, oh, who owes extra money? I'm just like, put it all in my car. And like, the bill was like, damn, it's a few hundred dollars. It wasn't that bad. But it was just like, why did I do that for?
Because you were drunk.
I was an idiot.
Yeah, it's Rocket's birthday. Let him pay for everything.
It was so stupid.
Did you get a bunch of money? Because I didn't give shit. And I called you the next day and I said, hey, I owe you the money.
No, we were over somehow. So you owe someone else money.
Cool.
Someone dropped this.
I'll never see him again.
Honestly, someone dropped a C note, which I couldn't believe.
Somebody dropped a C note?
Yeah.
Who was that?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong person, dude. I don't know.
Who are you rolling with that dropped a C note?
I think I dropped it.
Did you?
No. That would have been really funny, though.
Fucked up, right? You put money on the table. Whoa, who put the seat out? Oh, you find out 2 days later. Ah, oh, that was mine. Fuck.
And I paid on my credit card.
There's somebody rolling around thinking like they paid everything.
Yeah. Someone bought like $70 in booze and like didn't pay a dime. But, hey, also, if you go to the message board, lunaticradio.com/board, got a thread of a bunch of pictures in there if you want to check them out, see some of the festivities from over the weekend.
And to be honest, if you want to see the new banner on lunaticradio.com message board, I'm stoned.
Yeah, that was actually a combination of a couple pictures, and I figured we needed new pictures of you and I, so, and I like them. I thought I looked weird and you looked weird, and I was like, that's us. We're weird guys.
I'll be honest with the people. I've probably been actually stoned. Maybe 4 times in my life.
Yeah.
And now there's a picture of it on the internet.
Yeah, that was one of them.
Great.
1 out of 4, right?
Really
there.
Really excited about that.
Absent likes the new banner. He said the new banner rocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was, I had some Kentucky bluegrass that night. Feather bed bent.
That was so funny.
I played 36 holes on that shit and got stoned to the bejesus. Man, I was focusing, though, man. I felt it was high. I was really high. I love fucking weed.
That was fun.
Well, I don't smoke it that much, though.
No, just do it. You got to do it sparingly. Just once.
Oh, great. For the I suffer in the chat room, says he has video of me. Why?
Wait, what happened?
I've been stoned 4 times in my life. I've smoked it more than 4 times, but I've been stoned 4 times. And there's video and an internet photo of me stoned.
Yep. Oh, that's right. Yeah, the video I took.
Now I know what Paris Hilton feels like.
Yeah.
In a very, very minute scale. I know what it's like to be Lindsay Lohan.
Wow.
Huge rack. That's what I'm saying. I got a huge rack.
Shitty vagina.
Yes. I got a fire crotch. So did you have fun?
It was a fantastic time. And then we went to, like, you know, you had to get grub afterwards. So we all
went to a diner.
Went to the diner after, got some grub.
Do people have diners around the country? Or is that just
diners? Yeah, the diners do exist around the country.
All right,
Mr. Isolation, not getting out much, guy.
I got out a lot. I've been to a lot of states in this country.
You think going to Queens is a big, like, to-do?
I've never seen a diner in
another
state.
Should I pack a toothbrush?
I'll take that back. I saw a diner in Arizona once. But they're just a bunch of hacks.
Diners all
Arizona's
over
Arizona's a bunch of hacks because they just steal fucking stores from other states.
If you never heard of it, if you're in the chat room right now and you never heard of a diner, please let me know.
Mm-hmm. Diners are cool. It's a place to get something to eat.
Yeah, so we hung out there. No, it was a great night, though. A lot of drinking, a lot of boozing.
Rocket was trying to communicate, could not.
I had trouble with that.
I think you actually combined 6 words into one at one point. It just was... Bleh.
I do that.
And we all sat around the table going, all right, what was that? And you were looking like, you were looking at everybody like, what? It was that made perfect sense.
Yeah, in my head,
in your
it
head,
was right on it. I was right on point.
In your head, you sounded like fucking Abraham Lincoln. Nope. Like you were giving some inspirational speech like Barack Obama. And you were proud of it, but it just came out. Bleh.
I had my Chimay that night. That was really good. There's a picture of me like holding you, and I got my glasses. The glass of Chimay is as big as your head. Mm-hmm.
By the way, you were drinking out of. Why do they put expensive beer in faggoty glasses?
That's not faggoty.
It is faggoty.
It's not. Is that a chalet? Is that an actual chalet? The glass that I was in. Is that what that actually is?
I don't know.
Is that the actual glass?
But you know, come on, it's beer. It shouldn't be in an oval like wine.
No,
glass.
It's very classic, and you know it's. It's being. It's,
I don't get it.
Because you're used to fucking just drinking Coors Light.
Right, that's
you're
beer.
Out of your element because
that
the
is
bar
beer.
We went to, the bar we went to, they do not carry the shitty beers such as Coors Light, Bud Light, Bud, not even Corona. You can't get any of those there.
I bet you if we go to the chalet for bar night. By the way, you know what it is? It shouldn't be called the chalet. Fuck the French in their fucking pronunciations. It should be called chalet. All right? So fuck you and your fucking pronunciations of a fucking bar. I hate the French and the way they pronounce shit. Can we just bash the French for a little while?
Sure.
Chalet. Anyway, you were drinking expensive beer
Chimay.
Out of a faggoty
it
glass.
It was not faggoty! Matter of fact, they really didn't have the correct glass that you're supposed to because the Chimay has their own glasses, but they didn't have them in, you know, they didn't have them.
I bet at the chalet, you can get some Chimay in a faggoty glass.
Are you making fun of my beer?
No, I think your beer's good, but it was in a faggoty glass.
Me and the beer whiz, we like the Chimay, so don't fuck with us.
I'm not fucking with the Chimay. I'm fucking with the faggoty glass you were drinking.
But it's supposed to be served in that glass. That's supposed to be served in a pint glass.
Are you a beer snob?
I guess I am a little bit.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
At least you're not a wine snob.
No.
Don't ever become a wine snob because we're not going to hang out.
I want to do, speaking of wine,
mm-hmm.
Would you want to do that this summer? Want to go hit up the North Shore? Do wine drinking? Wine boozing? You get a car? The whole nine yards. Come on.
Honestly, you want to go...
No, get a whole bunch of people. Not just us two, you idiot.
Yeah. Oh, profit. So
you're,
beautiful.
You're all bumped out.
On the North Shore of Long Island.
Come on, let's do it. We'll get, like, wrecked.
Should we head out to Green Pot?
Oh, Green Pot.
Get a steak.
Let me try a cob on the...
Lobster.
Pinot Noir.
Oh, I love that Pinot Grigio. Ugh. You ever watch that movie? What's that fucking movie? About the wine.
Oh!
Sideways.
Yes.
A little fucking waxing poetic about the way the wine tastes. Shut up, you idiot. It's fucking liquid.
We should do like movie reviews.
I hate
the worst.
You know what? I love artsy people, but I hate fucking people who wax poetic about art.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
You don't know that much.
You don't know
it's
shit.
All bullshit.
I hate those motherfuckers.
I could bullshit any piece of art. That's what you learn in school.
Don't you hate those fuckers that look at it like a painting?
Yeah.
They're just like, oh my god, this represents blah, 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 blah.
Life
blah,
before death,
blah,
after
blah,
life.
Blah, 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 blah,
between
blah.
Death.
Blah, blah. Excuse me, I gotta put a dick in my ass. Gosh,
you see that?
Sure they do. They should be saying it because they're thinking it. I think what I say. I say what I think. That's what I meant. All right, so what were we talking about? Rocket's birthday?
Yeah, my birthday.
We're just going on tangents.
It's the tangent show.
We got Richard Patrick coming on the show tonight.
Richard Patrick.
So you're happy to be 28, right?
No, but whatever. You don't care. You don't care because you're older.
Thanks to Connecticut Jay for coming in.
Yeah, man. That was awesome for him coming down, man. Mm-hmm. Very cool of him.
Yeah, we had a good time, man.
Had a lot of fun. A lot of drinking. A lot of good stuff.
So we're going to go to Chalet for bar night, right? Have we decided that yet?
Yeah. Do you want to go there?
Do you really want to go? You know what? I got to go.
I've never been there before.
I got to look at this place again when I'm like sober. At least going into the place sober.
Yeah,
we'll make a decision. But has there been any other suggestions? I know some people on lunaticradio.com message board have been suggesting some things. A lot of them look like, you know, a college joint, and I don't know if you want to go to one of those.
No.
Because, you know, the young kids are great. You know, they got a lot of energy. But when you pack 300 of them into, like, a small place, it's obnoxious. Don't want to deal with that. I'm a little older. I want some, like, air to breathe when I go into a place. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It would be great if, like, Croxley's had, like, an outdoor area. Like, that would be perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, a Croxley setup, but outdoorsy as well.
Like, a low-key bar, but, you know, a place where you can get a little rowdy. What we want.
You
want
to see if you can mingle with some chicks. That's what you want.
Who doesn't, asshole?
That's all it is.
Only true drunks go to a bar to fucking make love to the alcohol.
I thought that's what
I go to
going.
A bar to see chicks and have a couple brews and grab some shit with my buddies. That's what normal people do.
Oh, that's what I do too. I'm not saying I wouldn't do that.
All right.
But just show. I'm just.
Why are you poking?
Just stay where your priorities really are.
Of course, I want to bang everything that walks in the door. Thank you.
Yeah, bullshit. That's not you.
Unless you're a fan of the show. Unless you're a fan of the show, then I'm not banging you.
All right.
I don't bang people that are fans of the show.
No.
Can't do that.
It's not nice.
It's not nice to bang somebody.
It's like banging your brother or sister.
Uh-huh. Something like that.
Sort of.
What are we talking about?
The internet?
We got a lot of stuff to do. Hey, yeah, we got a lot of stuff to do.
All right. Don't!
Yes, we do, asshole. You don't program the show. I do. So I would know more than you. Stop bickering, you defensive fuck. You need therapy.
I do. I swear to God, I do.
I say the word Tuesday, and then you have some rant about it. Tuesdays suck. What, do you love Tuesdays? What? Shut up.
Keeps you on your toes, bitch. Keep going.
Yeah. Do you believe somebody lives with rocket? All right, let's do a break, man.
Cool.
We'll do a break, come back. More LunaticRadio.com show. A lot of stuff to do in today's program. Stick around.
Do you know who I am? You must not know who I am. I'm Afro Man Features, and I am the face of LunaticRadio.com.
Go ahead, Rocky.
MySpace.com has announced today it will be handing over the data of known sex offenders in the U.S. that the site removed from its service after the crimes were revealed.
Not me! I didn't do shit!
Oh, shit.
Go ahead. Well, people have to know about this. This is important. MySpace has got sex offenders.
Yeah. The announcement comes after pressure from, oh my God, what are we? Various state attorneys general.
That was nothing. That was something that fell off the shelf but doesn't exist.
All states will be given the information after some took legal action against MySpace. Attorney General Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut said, many of these sex offenders may have violated their parole or probation by soliciting children. Last year, MySpace teamed up with Senatal Holding Corp to develop a sex offenders database in the collaboration.
Holy shit!
Oh my God!
What? Nothing happened.
Oh, fuck.
Nothing happened. Did I break anything? I probably broke a lot of stuff.
Oh my God.
Nothing happened. Come on, continue with the news.
Developed services database and the collaboration led to the deletion of some 7,000 profiles from the MySpace so far. Chinese woman grows 5 inches short out of her head.
Really? That's amazing.
About 11.
She sure wasn't a dick.
What does that mean? The family of 95-year-old Zhao.
Oh, she definitely had an A-bomb dropped on her.
Ouch. From Zhangjiang City.
Exactly.
City are hoping that doctors will be able to explain the 5-inch one that is growing out of her forehead. Local media... Shut! Local media...
I love this bitch. Continue with the fuck.
For you! Local media describes the horn as curving down, quote, like the stalk of a pumpkin, unquote.
That's because gooks are the devil.
Go ahead.
I'm offended.
5-inch horn out of the head.
Yeah, that's
I'm on that it. I'm on it.
The mysterious growth started 3 years ago. Quote, at first, it was only a mole, but it gradually grew and became like a horn. It causes me no discomfort.
What? Come on, man. Nothing's happening. What else you got, Rock?
It could be no discomfort, but blocks part of my view. Should...
Ow.
Go ahead. I got a lot of shit to clean up.
I've been doing life for killing and eating prostitutes seeks female companion. What? That's not the story. I just gonna shit. That doesn't make
You're
sense.
Not really as good as Charles McCord was.
No, I'm trying to.
On the Amish show.
Eating prostitutes seeks female companion.
Eating a prostitute seeks a female companion?
How does this read? I've been doing life for killing and eating prostitutes seeks female companion. 60-year-old...
What, Rock?
Sorry. Oh, go ahead. 60-year-old author Shawcross, who is serving a life sentence for killing 11 prostitutes and eating some of their body parts, has begun the hunt for his sixth wife after divorcing his fifth earlier this year.
By the way, I can't even hold all the shit up.
Shawcross.
Go ahead, Rock. Continue.
Shawcross wants a woman between 24 and 100.
What's the matter, Rock? Nothing's happening. You're perfectly safe.
I guess so.
LunaticRadio.com, the White Castle of Internet Entertainment.
And across the internet, this is your place for modern rock and great shows. This is the X.
And now back to the show, Lunatic Radio.
Yeah, I'm gay.
What the fuck? These guys are gay.
LunaticRadio.com.
Everybody, Richard Patrick coming on the show later to talk some Sopranos.
Hopefully,
yeah, scheduled at least. It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Kieran Rock in the studio.
Good evening.
Emails to the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-566. Love the filter, Army of Anyone. Pretty much anything Richard Patrick does musically is pretty fantastic. I believe you should all go check it out. You'll become fans.
You will.
I was skeptical at first.
You were?
Sure was.
Wait. A filter, Army of Anyone?
Filter.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
You know, Hey Man, That Show was a good song, but I didn't know anything else after that. And, you know, it took me a while to get used to all the rest of the stuff, but I love it.
That's one of the few albums I picked up based on the commercial song, and I was completely like, yep, this is what I want.
Pretty much everything that I listen to of Richard Patrick's is great to me.
Absolutely. Oh, he's got the type of sound that we really dig. So no matter what he puts out, it's
don't get us wrong, we're not like reading up on the guy wondering what he's doing on a daily basis. We just like his music. Yeah. It's just good, you know, good music.
Shit, it took me like a year before I got Amalgamut after it came out.
Yeah, man. So. It's good stuff, and it'll be coming on the program pretty soon. I really wanted to talk about... I got to do this before I forget.
Oh,
Rock.
Oh, shit, what?
Rock.
Yes?
You're smitten with Cave Frost, right?
Sure, absolutely, and no doubt.
We talked about this on last week's program.
Can I call her?
About how Rocket is smitten with Kate Frost, the porn star.
Absolutely.
Now, we had Kate Frost in this studio back in January.
Wow.
And I believe we hit... That was the point where we really took the smitten into overdrive. Like, Rocket went from, you know, I like Kate Frost, a pretty girl, you know. At that point, you just talked to her on the phone.
Right.
Because actually, I let Rocket just... I was like, you handled the porn star. And he was like, all right.
Sweet!
I'm handling the porn star. And, you know, talked to her on the phone. Never met her in person.
Right.
Did you believe actually back in January, because she drove here from New Jersey in the driving snow, did that like give you like maybe like a feeling like, oh, maybe she wants to come and chill with me?
Yes, absolutely. Like, it was like she was determined.
Based on
so simply said, you know what, nah, this ain't happening. It's too far. You gotta realize from where she was, that's like 2 hours.
2 hour drive.
You
in
know,
the snow.
In the snow, you know, not knowing anywhere the fuck she's going. And then it would be 2 hours back, you know?
But my question is, because she didn't talk to me at all. I didn't talk to her at all. Based on, like, you know, the phone calls you had prior to the interview in studio here, did you think, like, her driving through the snow for 2 hours, was a little bit because of you. She wanted to see you.
We developed like a friendship. Yes. So it was like, you know.
So that was it.
Oh, absolutely.
That's when the smitten went into overdrive.
Absolutely. Without no doubt.
She's hot, man. I'll give you that. But Rocket, you got it. You got to, you know, it's not going to happen.
No?
No. But you're still latching onto it. I can feel.
Wait, why? Can I put
it's not going to happen?
Yes, you can't help but see my boobs.
It's adorable, isn't it?
Okay.
Isn't that cute?
Okay.
You got to let her go, man.
Oh, could it be to my titties? Now,
do we have confirmation that she's single?
No, I don't know. Mike knows Capello. He knows.
But Mike at Capello.
He might know. I don't even think he really knows. He likes starting shit to get me in trouble.
Well, anyway, on last week's show, I was talking to Rocket about Kate Frost, and I've come across. I watch a lot of the porno people, and I've come across two girls that could possibly change Rocket's mind about Kate Frost. One, my number one opportunity, my number one girl to change Rocket's mind is a lady named Eve Lawrence.
Yes.
I have audio over here. We'll do a little compare and contrast the sounds of moaning from the three girls.
Did we do this?
Here, yeah. This is Eve Lawrence. A gamer.
Yeah, that sounds like a gamer.
All right.
Oh, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
This is coming in from Mike. I said this before. Check her profile right now. It says she is married now. And on Brent's profile, it says he's married. They both put each other on their top friends list as well.
All right, so it's time to leave.
I'm done now. If that's the case.
Should I even play the Kate Frost
song?
So here's Kate Frost.
Wow.
Oh, look at my face.
Nice. I love her.
I don't know, man. Doesn't do anything for
what?
Me.
What? What's wrong with you?
Eve Lawrence.
Nothing.
She sounds like a lady, Rocket.
Fuck ladies. Literally.
Tell you what. No. I got a backup plan to Eve Lawrence. Mm. If Eve Lawrence doesn't work out.
A plan B, if you will?
But Eve Lawrence doesn't work out. Right. I got relievers. In the bullpen.
You got a good bullpen?
Here's Austin
Kincaid.
Couple
lefties.
Austin Kincaid.
Ooh.
I'm sold.
Her voice is a little tinny.
It's like night and day to me, at least. Comparison. Tinny. Here's Kate Frost. Eve Lawrence. Austin Kincaid. The last two are like major leaguers. The first one, then rookie ball. Rookie ball.
Rookie ball.
A husky voice.
You're trying to say she's triple A?
Come on, bang me.
I think she likes to smoke. Maybe that's why she's a little
raspy. By the way, I love Kate Frost if you're listening to the program. Yeah. I really do love you, but I'm just
great.
Fuck one Rocket at this point.
I know.
So what do you want to go with? Added to Eve Lawrence.
I got a stick with Kate.
No, that's
I've
not.
I met her. We're like buddies.
She's getting married now.
That's
by the way, how do we go?
MySpace.
How do we go from broken up to married in one week?
Yeah, that is exactly. Thank you.
The rumor mill is fucking ridiculous.
It's all over the place. It's worse than the Post. All
right, fuck Kate Frost.
Oh, sure. Thank you, sir.
No, I mean not literally.
Oh, figuratively.
Out of your mind.
Okay.
Say F you to Kate Frost.
No. Now
I'm going to give you two chicks to pick.
She could be listening. She would be heartbroken.
By the way, Kate, call me. I need some sex quick. You're a perfect height, actually. Eve Lawrence.
Fuck me.
Or Austin Kincaid. Now, they pretty much both look the same. Both have brown hair.
Yeah.
And brown eyes. Both very curvy.
Mm-hmm.
Both are amusement parks.
I was waiting for that, yeah.
They have all the rides. They have big boobs. You can throw the dick.
I got a stick with Kate.
You can throw the hammer between the boobs.
You know, it also has to deal with.
They are both willing to take shots to the face. Rocket. That's a big check mark on my list. Not really. Have you ever blown a nut on a chick's face, by the way?
No.
I didn't know. It's pretty cool. I felt bad afterwards. I was like, you know what?
See, I know. That's why I couldn't do it. I'd be like, oh, I created this.
We actually had a big discussion about it before we started messing around.
The game plan?
Before I started messing around with the chick, I was like, you know what? Can I, you know, do that tonight? She was like, all right. Right on the grill. Got it right on her chin.
I'm going to, Mike just sent me the link to Brent's MySpace page. I want to look at it, see what it says.
All right.
See if she's there.
So, we're going with... Austin Kincaid?
Yep.
We're going with Austin Kincaid.
No, no, no. I thought that's who he was. No, no. What, dude, I'm sick with Kate. Stop it.
Eve
Stop
Lawrence.
Trying to confuse me.
Eve Lawrence. Austin Kincaid.
No. Not Kate. Just give me Kate.
Why? Why Kate?
Because I've met her. I've spent time with her.
What if
We have, like, conversation. We're, like, bonded.
Bonded about what?
Just, like, life.
Coming on the show?
Life.
I don't get it. What did you talk about? Did you tell her you're penis sized? At least did you get that far in the relationship?
That, oh, that's like a step in the relationship.
It should be with a porn star.
No, yeah, sure. That should be like, hi, my dick size is.
Come on, Rock.
No, we didn't talk about penis size.
What was the deepest conversation you had with Kate Frost?
You know, some of the troubles with her, like always having to travel and things like that, and her the workload and things like that. Like, I understand. You got a very busy lifestyle. Sometimes you just need to step back and relax.
Tell you what, she really opened up to you.
She did.
Now I'll take it all back. Fucking travel plans.
She sent me text messages.
You know, every time a chick calls me and says, yo, I got to take a flight to Baltimore tomorrow, I'm like, holy shit, you have opened your heart to me. Let's marry.
It seemed like it was a lot to me. You know, it's like, you know.
I know your fucking travel plans tomorrow. We're in love.
We're like buddies.
Can I put my bag on your face? That's the next step in this relationship.
That flight's delayed, damn it. Let's fuck.
This is Rockets. Kate Frost tells Rocket her travel plans, pretty much. Rocket's next step in the relationship is putting his bag on her face. That's the jump you made.
That's it. Can we call her?
You tried that last week.
No, we didn't. Did we?
You did. Did you hear back? Yeah. Oh, how quickly we forget. You did not hear back.
Well, she changed her phone number, so she's probably going through some transition problems right now.
Yeah, she's going through transitioning problems. She changed her phone number. Did she give it to you?
Yes.
All right, that's a big plus.
Matter of fact, I got it before Mike did. Capella Clothing, Mike. But I got it before him.
But did you get it before Brent?
I don't know.
The Escalade guy. We'll call him the Escalade guy.
Yeah.
I don't want to use his real name. The Escalade guy. What do you drive, Rock? You got a nice car.
I got a RAV4. New RAV4. Not like when it was shitty and weird and looked like a go-kart.
Like a tracker?
Yeah.
The trackers?
They were so weird. They looked like toys.
That thing wasn't tracking shit.
Yeah.
So Rocket's got a what?
RAV4. Why?
Compared to an Escalade?
Oh. I didn't realize we were comparing.
All right. In the radio biz, what do we rank with this guy?
Oh, my God.
The Escalade guy? He knows where the Sirius building is.
Yeah.
Rocket is...
basement internet radio. All for two. Come on. I got to come out of the... Gotta come out of it right
But
now.
You know what travel plans...
I know travel plans.
I'm sure Brent does too. 0-3. You're not batting pretty good here. 0-3 and tonight. Want to go 0-4?
Potentially, I got the phone number first.
Did she ever grab your penis?
Yes.
Hand the skin?
No.
Because she's probably done it with the Escalade guy.
It's probably true.
0-4. Want to go 0-5?
She wore a lunaticradio.com shirt.
Yeah, and he probably threw one on her face and wiped it up with the t-shirt.
Oh, no! The shirt was a cum rag!
0-6.
No!
And the shirt didn't fit her.
That's true. That's your fault, though.
Oh, it's my fault. I fucked you now. You're never getting married.
You screwed it up, bitch!
I ruined your fucking plans with Kate Frost because I gave
Thank
her a fucking
you.
Extra large.
All right. All right, enough of Kate Frost. You're upsetting me now.
Eve Lawrence. This is my plan. You see what I'm doing? I'm upsetting you about Kate Frost.
Not good.
Turn you on to Eve Lawrence.
I'm a delicate flower. Everyone should go to Kate Frost's MySpace page and say, Rocket misses you. Please do that. Let's start a coalition to bring Kate back to Lunatic Radio.
Mm-hmm.
The return Kate to its rightful owners petition.
So Eve Lawrence of Austin Kincaid, because we're getting Eve Lawrence on the program. We had the word out.
Talk to her. I think you're jumping the gun. Let me at least talk to her.
Well, that's what we got to do.
That's what I'm saying. Right now, I'm not changing my vote.
She's 21 years old.
Really?
How old is Kate?
Is she 25? 26? 25? Eva Vita there.
That wall is coming real quick.
Damn. I don't know.
You want to know how old Austin Kincaid is?
How old is she?
23.
Stop. Really?
She's in her prime.
Listen, if I'm going to go, I'm going to have to go young. That's the rule, so.
21?
Mm. Well, I got to talk to her first.
21 with experience.
How old is Brittany? How old is Brittany Stevens?
She's a good prospect. What?
How old is Brittany Stevens?
Brittany Stevens?
Yeah.
Aren't they like 12? Both of the kids?
They're finger painting.
The Stevens sisters?
They're the best.
Mm-hmm. Compella clothing from serious to lunatic.
23.
I do not think so.
Yeah. Yeah, 23.
It's not looking good for Rocket and Kate Frost.
No, it sucks. It's the swan song in our relationship.
This is our new plan. We're going to get Rocket to bang Eve Lawrence.
We're going
to
go new?
At the AVNs in January.
But Kate wanted to talk to me. Like, case in point. Mike gave Brittany my phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Not nothing. Nothing.
They don't know how to use phones, though.
That's true.
They don't.
They don't.
The Brittany and Whitney Steven porn star girls, they don't know shit.
She picked up the shoe again.
Breathing. We discussed this with them. Breathing is an obstacle. They can't get the rhythm right.
Four girls.
Inhale, exhale. Watch, I'm fucking confused. I'm fucking confused. Stop it. There's too many things to do.
Involuntary actions.
Breathing is like multitasking to them.
Mr. DJ saying, Rocket, I just sent Kate a MySpace comment saying you miss her. This could get interesting. This could get fun, or there might be a hit out on me.
Yes.
Escalade guy might have me killed.
You know those people from Northern Jersey, a little wacky.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. So where are we at this point?
Until we get a conversation with Eve, I'm not...
Right, we're working on it. Jenny Blowjob's on the case.
Oh, really?
Going to get Eve Lawrence on the program.
Really? She's working on her?
Not because we want to talk about Eve Lawrence and her...
No, we have a reason.
...fabulous career. We want to talk about Eve Lawrence and Rocket Sideburns meeting in a dark alley and for some sexual action.
Ooh.
So his mind will be rid of Kate Frost. I swear to God, if you banged Eve Lawrence, Kate Frost wouldn't even exist.
Well, of course.
I'd be proud of you.
You should.
I wouldn't even want to know details because that's none of my business.
What the hell does that mean?
Yeah.
Of course you did. Would.
Would want to know if you were willing to tell them. But I wouldn't be sitting there going, hey, man, how was a poonan? Don't you hate those? I hate those friends.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Like, you bang some chick, and you go to the bar the next day, and you meet up with them, and they're like, oh, dude, how was the twat? I'm like, I'm going to fucking tell you, you dope.
Oh, here's a good question from the chat room, and I think you asked this, but anyway. Rocket, if Kay Frost asked you to shave those sideburns, would you? I think we kind of worked on this, that she'd have to do it completely naked, three quarters. That was the deal. That's the most you're getting out of
you me. Wouldn't even fucking shave them completely.
Hell no! Hell no!
For some Kay Frost ass?
No, I'm not getting ass. She's just doing it naked. Three quarters. I need a quarter left.
Fucking A, man.
I'm tough.
Tough bargain. She wouldn't even like give that like a quarter of a like a thought. Like, what are you talking about?
She would do it for the good of the show. Whatever that is.
What's the good of the show?
I don't know.
There is no good on this show.
There is. It's just nasty awfulness.
Terrible stuff.
Shitty radio.
All right, so we're going to get Eve Lawrence on the program.
Okay.
And you're no longer going to think of Kate Frost.
Oh, wait, look at this. Mike's already working his magic. I got, let's see, I got a chick that's better than Kate, our fourth model. I lost the name. Kayla Page. I don't know if you're not going to be able to see this, but let me see what her, let me see how hot she looks.
Who was the other one he sent us? Haley something? We've had so many
Haley Young.
Yeah.
Haley Young, Rebecca Steele.
It should be Haley Too Young. She looks like she's 12. Come on.
Oh, here she is, Kaylee. Let's see. I don't see what a picture is. She likes the song Umbrella by Rihanna.
She's built like a Bad News Bear.
That's awful. She's 24. She's from Simi, Hollywood, California. What does Simi, Hollywood, California mean?
That's semi in Hollywood, California, which means you live in fucking Idaho. And you're trying to make yourself look better on MySpace. The one thing I love about MySpace, too, is everybody in their little, what is that? The little depiction of themselves where it says your zodiac sign. And,
yeah.
And you know, everybody has the, how much do you earn? It's always 250 or higher. Yeah, or shit. You're on MySpace, you dope. No one on MySpace on a consistent basis earns over fucking $250,000.
Yeah.
Get a life.
Why'd they even put that? I don't even know. Stop. Wow, it. She's got a nice body.
Who's that?
This hair. What the hell's her name?
Look up Austin Kincaid, man.
Hold on.
You want to see a fucking badunkadunk?
Not a big fan of her face, though. Not exactly. Little long face.
Fucking Austin Kincaid has got that fucking apple body.
Oh, yeah. It's like. The face is important to me.
He's got a nice face. Austin Kincaid.
How do you spell Kincaid? Is it K-I-N?
I think it's K-I-N-K-A-I-D, I think.
Oh.
Austin Kincaid. Look it up, Roger.
Here, it's coming. It's coming. It's K-I-N-C-A-I-D.
C-A-I-D.
Let's see what we got.
Oh, I gotta get this loves me working it in.
Are we going anywhere with the show today?
Well, we're just discussing your sex life right now. With porn stars. It's kind of interesting.
I hope one day. I hope one day I'll get there. Ooh, this is... What's it?
By the way, I was staring at myself as Rocky looks up pictures of Austin Kincaid. I was staring at myself in the mirror naked the other day.
Hot.
I've lost a lot of weight, you know? I've been doing the sit-ups and push-ups, just trying to get myself into shape. Because when you're 5'6" on a good day,
right.
You need to be like... I was just figuring, you know, I got to be in shape, you know, at this height, in order to compete with anything, I have to be in shape. But I was looking at myself, lost a little weight, you know, I got the, I guess I got the stomach going, I'm working on it pretty hard. Looking at myself in the mirror, at the right angle, me with the right lighting too, my hammer looks pretty good. I swear to God, it looks good. Maybe it's because my body's so small.
What the fuck is your
My
body?
Hammer looks good. My hammer looks better. Maybe that's what I'm saying. My hammer looks better since I've lost weight. That's what I'm saying, Rocket. It looks a little bigger. I'm not saying it's bigger. It just looks bigger.
Because that optical illusion, you know, there's less right. hair, so it sticks out more.
It was good. Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror naked?
I try not to.
Why not?
I don't think I'm that. No. I'm disgusting.
You don't just do like exploring, like, you know.
Exploring?
Do you ever, like, grab.
It's like a fucking National Geographic episode.
You ever grab the tummy and just, like, kind of hold it down? Try to see, hey, you know what?
What are you fucking what cans do? What? Your brother does the same shit.
Don't fucking.
You guys are weird.
Don't single out my brother and myself. Everybody does this.
Stop it.
Come on, Rocky. You've never seen...
Publicly! You both will publicly just start rubbing your stomachs.
I do not check my torso.
You were doing it that Saturday night!
Why are you saying so? You're defensive again. Here's the defensive Rocky.
It's so weird!
You're a great goalie, I swear to God.
I am. I played goalie for hockey camp 15 years. DiPietro, he's good there. But I did play goalie for hockey. She's hot. Austin Kincaid is hot.
You won't even admit to looking into the mirror naked.
I try not. Of course, you like you do. Like, you know, when you go in the shower in the bathroom.
You never can critique yourself at all.
I don't want to. I'm a fucking mess on wheels, man. I just don't. I gave up.
So am I.
I started running over the weekend. I'm like, you know what? This fucking blows.
I'm not saying I look good. I just say I look really tiny. And because I'm really tiny.
You're obsessed with yourself.
My dick looks a little bigger.
You're obsessed with yourself.
I'm not obsessed with
yourself. Like, how long were you staring in front of that mirror?
A couple minutes because I was brushing my teeth, motherfucker.
You're like brushing your teeth naked, looking at your body?
I just got out of
what
shower.
A weird fucking thought.
What?
And you're like, one hand's got the toothbrush, the other hand's like caressing the stomach.
Air dry, motherfucker. Air dry.
That's so fucking weird.
I'm fucking hardcore. Air dry, fucko. What? You never got out of the shower to brush your teeth and you were fucking still naked? Well, are you that much of a prude that you have to put fucking boxers on to shave your teeth after you get out of the shower? You prude?
First of all, I
you can't look at yourself naked in the mirror, Rock?
Come on.
Of course you see yourself naked in the.
What's so abnormal about getting out of the shower?
It's
30 seconds later, you're brushing your teeth.
Admiring shit.
Maybe somehow I forgot to put on my fucking boxers before I brushed my teeth. It's not a big deal to me.
You're admiring yourself.
All I'm saying is that my hammer on one particular day when I got out of the shower with the right lighting and all that, it looked a little bigger than the previous day. That's all I said. And now I'm fucking Howard Stern.
You look at your dick every day?
I'm not being cocky. I'm just saying. It was a tidbit. And now I'm an asshole for saying it.
You just called your dick a tidbit. That's adorable.
Thank you.
I actually brush my teeth in the shower. I don't brush on the outside. That's why.
See, that's a little weird.
Why is that weird?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm giving you the same medicine you're giving
kick
me.
Kick safe.
Asshole. You are about to get defensive about that. You PMSing today?
Probably. I got a lot of shit on my mind.
What's on your mind?
No, we ain't getting into it now, guys. No. Everything's fine. Rockets. Everybody knows Rockets happy, and that's how we're going to stay. Happy. Don't.
What? Say a word.
You're thinking.
I was just
going to. Stop thinking.
Did you find out you had 4 more kids or something?
3.
Rockets got like 12 kids.
Don't even know their names.
No. 1 through 12, that's their names. What are you, 7?
That's what What's your name, Joey?
He sends them all Christmas gifts on the holidays, and it has no card, it's just a big number on it.
This is for six. We got 6.
Six gets his present, you know, because Rocket's got 12 different chicks, too.
Yeah, and Stalker's, I was thinking that, I was like, Stalker's got to be the mother of some of them.
Mm-hmm.
She's got kids, Stalker Connie.
You can shoot loads that far via the internet?
It's not pretty good.
Rocket's got crazy.
My computer's awesome.
It must be.
That Firewire port rocks.
All right, we wasted a half hour.
Yeah.
That was good. Pat myself on the back.
Don't I get any credit?
All right. You get some. You were defensive. Played a good goalie.
I do.
I was 0 for 6 on that one. Going to the third period. I got no score.
Look at you. You know, hockey terms.
All right. Take a break. We'll come back. Richard Patrick should be joining us momentarily.
Hopefully.
Right after this.
A typical lunatic day with Kieran and Rocket. Hooray! 3 hours of schlock on a suck for nuts call. What the fuck? These guys are gay. The show just gets bigger and bigger. Ever since we found Kieran's a wigger. But if you say podcast, you'll hear a big gun blast. So gun to the chin and pull trigger. Exit 52's park and ride call. But Pam B has a taste and she stalls. So come on, dear Smitty. Show Kieran some titty or a setup for Jamie Kennedy's ball. He wants Ronnie Bean's cock, and he's calling the drunk hotline tonight. And I doubt there's a better sight than Vox in the chat room tonight. That's why Kieran has Gigi to play with his wee-wee. Hallelujah, holla back, am I right? But this radio show's found its niche, and its listeners, they never will switch. Word them up, grab a brick, I'm the poet named Rick, and you know what? I'm the juggernaut, bitch!
So you got the new reality series coming out on ABC on May 28th at 9 p.m. It's called The Ex-Wives Clubs with Marla Maples and Angie Everhart. Right?
Uh-huh. Now, see, this is interesting. Cause, see, this isn't acting. Like, this is the first time people actually get to see me. Like, everybody thinks they know me from Niecy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, I mean, I definitely added some of me to the character, but this time you get to see me.
So what is this all about? What is the reality show all about?
It's a feel good kind of show. It's something that's helping a bunch of people rebuild their lives. Like it's for people who've been through a recent breakup, separation, or divorce, and they're just kind of having a hard time getting their life back and getting back on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
We are the connoisseurs of breakup, apparently.
Right.
So what we're doing is pretty much just helping these people regain their lives. Like, I mean, through the shit that we've been through, we pretty much got it mapped out on how you can recover from these situations.
Do you
what we're doing is helping these people get their lives back.
Do you go around beating up men in this show, or is it?
No. I mean, there's men that are on the show.
Really?
I mean, you know, men break up too. You know, they're heartbroken. just the same. It's, people don't think that. People just think, oh my God, it's going to be a man bashing, you know, show, and it's not that at all. We're equal opportunity.
Now, how does the show work? I mean, how do you? I mean, who are they? Are there contestants? Or where do you find these people that have these?
These are all people who wrote in to ABC and did like video like diaries of their story and you know, wrote letters about their story, and our producers picked the people that they thought that we could actually help.
Right, all right.
The most pathetic, fucked up ones. They're like,
I'm not going to say anything like that.
That's exactly what
But I'm quite sure somebody looked at it that way.
Let's put this son of a bitch on the air. We'll get some crazy
pic. Is it kind of crying? Yeah. Perfect, you know.
Yeah, you know what? You know what, Char? We're good at reading between the lines.
Yeah. Thank you. Good.
She was like, I'm not going to say it, but that's pretty much what happened.
You know, like I said, I'm almost positive somebody, you know, in that production office said those words.
There was a room full of idiots going, that's the winner right there.
You know, what's kind of funny is that we have this thing called the Drunk Call Hotline on our radio program where people call in. We give them a number, and they call into this messaging system, and they leave us drunken messages and all this sort of stuff. And occasionally we'll get one of, like, some guy who just broke up with his girlfriend and he's feeling kind of depressed, but our show has helped him out because we're making him laugh or whatever like that. We got one like that a couple weeks ago, and he was actually, he broke up with his girlfriend. He was asking for advice, and my co-host with me, Rocket, we decided to tell this kid as a piece of advice that imagine your girlfriend sucking Lexington Steel's dick, and you'll hate her. What do you think, Char?
That helped him through his day, didn't it?
I think it might have.
You know what? I can tell just by her reaction, she wasn't expecting you to take it that.
Welcome to Lunatic Radio.
She was like, wow, well, where is he going with this? And you said, you said sucking,
yeah,
right?
I don't think I've given that advice just yet on the show, but I'll keep it in mind.
Well, that was my next question. I'm assuming ABC wouldn't fly with something like that.
Probably not. That'd probably be a very special.
You said sucking, and you almost heard her go.
Yeah. The phone almost dropped. Like her hand, like, kind of let go a little bit to the phone.
I actually heard her gasp for air. She was like,
her wrist became weak.
Internet.
Yeah. I'm sure if Char ever said anything like that, it would be on a very special ex-wives club.
Right? Exactly.
And now back to the show, lunaticradio.com.
What up? Yeah, Sopranos last night, final episode. Good stuff. Talk about it with Richard Patrick, and if he doesn't call in, we'll just dive into it, I guess.
Do we send out a reminder email?
I believe so. LunaticRadio.com show, Kieran Rocket. Email us at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNA, 206-202-5666. I swear to God, Sopranos, everybody's in uproar over it. But,
a lot of people are. It's not across the board. Some people like it.
Yeah, some people like the way it ended. Some people don't.
Yeah, but there's...
You know what I mean? But the way it did end, I'm sure everybody's seen it by now, right? The way it did end allows you as an, like, if you're not even a fan, if you've never even seen one episode of Sopranos, you can go back and watch, you know, the entire series on DVD and never know what happens to the characters. Now, if you go back and, like, watch The Godfather, you know what happens to the guy at the end or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't know that with The Sopranos because they left it open.
They left it open.
The best conclusion was no conclusion.
That's, well, yeah. So to some.
Yeah, but hey, come on. Come on, that's the way fucking the whole series was. Like you said a couple of weeks ago, it's like a snapshot of their lives.
Right. Yeah.
You were just following their lives for 7 years.
Right, right, exactly.
You know, and when fucking she went bad. There was no, like, you know, underlying plot throughout the whole thing. There was a whole bunch of side stories that never went anywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just the way it happened, and that's the way they ended it. And I think that's the best way to end it.
And it was some build-up, man. I mean, you were definitely like, what the fuck's going to happen?
Yeah.
He did it perfectly. That was very well laid out.
What was it, David Chase?
Yep, David
was his
Chase.
Name? Yeah, he did a great job. He did a great job with the final scene. It was, you know, they played the Journey going.
Yep.
It was Tony in the restaurant and the family was coming to meet him. There was some just fucking Italian dude that rolls in before AJ. And you think that's the guy.
Right.
Because, you know, you think he's going to get whacked. That's the guy that's going to whack Tony. Yeah, this song is funny, right? Gotta love the Journey.
What a setup. I mean, it was like perfect. It was like the perfect song for it.
It was so much, like, David Chase, you know, directed that scene. It made it like chaos, but it was like, he directed, kind of chaotic.
He directed the whole episode.
Yeah. Even though the, you know, the characters in the scene weren't going crazy or anything. It's just, you know, they had this song blaring. They had shots of Meadow, you know, arriving to the restaurant. She couldn't parallel park a car.
He made that. He made parking a car
like
the most strenuous. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. All the people coming in and out of the restaurant as Tony's sitting there looking at the front door of the restaurant waiting for his family to show up. There's people rolling in. Every time a new person, like some obscure person comes in, you're like, oh, is that the guy that's going to fucking whack him? Is that the guy that's going to whack him? You know? They're doing like jump shots to everybody at the restaurant, seeing what they're doing.
I can never listen to this song the same way again.
Really?
Yeah.
I love
it. It has a whole new meaning now. Like now I feel tense listening to it.
About the way that fucking mob boss dog got fucking whacked, huh?
Oh, that was brutal.
What was his name?
That was Leotardo.
Yeah, Leotardo. Phil Leotardo. Right?
Leotardo.
Yeah, New York mob boss.
Gets shot, and then the fucking car runs over his face by accident.
Gets shot in a fucking gas station parking lot. The chick he was with gets all upset, jumps out of her SUV, doesn't take the fucking thing out of park, or doesn't put the thing in park, so it's in drive. Car starts idling. Fucking, there's Phil's body laying on the fucking ground. Car runs over his head.
I love that they shot to the kids looking at him, the kids puked.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Awesome. Sopranos is the best. Too bad it's gone. I'm sad to see it go. It
sucks, man.
I thought it was like a love-hate relationship. Because you watch it on a weekly basis, you're like, ah, that episode sucked. I'm so dumb. Done with Sopranos. Nothing's going to happen.
Yep.
How are they going to wrap it up in the last three episodes? After you said that comment a couple weeks ago about how it's just a snapshot of their lives, I've enjoyed everything ever since. You know, that's how I look at it. When I watched the episodes after you made that remark, I was just like, cool, what's going to happen next?
And the only reason I was able to come to that conclusion because it was the last season.
Yeah.
Like, if they were just to still keep going, I would be like, I don't know where the fuck this is going. You know, maybe this is going to be a story. But then, you know, knowing you got, like, a handful of episodes left, it's like, oh, this is, it's just a snapshot, you know? Because you didn't know that the second, third season, where this was going to go, how long it was going to even go.
Mm-hmm.
But,
and how many everybody around the country was screaming at their TVs when that fucker went right to black?
Oh, my God. It's going, perfect.
Fucking my cable provider blows! I was jumping all over Polish Bob. I was at his house, my best buddy in the whole world, fucking screaming at him. Like, what happened, Bob?
See, now,
the TV.
There was something I was doing a little research on it last night, and if I knew this little piece of information, because I mean, everyone had, there was like three ways it could have went down. He could have ratted out the other guys.
Uh-huh.
He would have been shot, or nothing would have happened. I mean, that's basically the three options what would have happened. I would have been heavily favored to nothing happening if I knew that David Chase has always had an interest or always leaned towards with his writing to leave it open ended.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, it was also throughout the series. There's a little more shit I found out was Paulie and Chris. There was something going on with a Russian guy, and they were chasing after a Russian guy. And I guess the episode ended that way, or they went to another scene and never went back to it. They just left it very open-ended. You never really knew what happened. I think this was like the fourth season or so. I can't quite remember. Mm-hmm. But Paulie and Chris were going after some Russian guy for some reason. I guess money or something like
that.
It
was in the woods. Yeah, it was a couple seasons.
Right, exactly. And you never knew what happened to it because just the way David Chase likes to write things, that not everything has to be, you know, polished off and completed and you know,
yeah,
explained. You
and
know?
A lot of people that don't get Sopranos You know, they want that fucking tie-up. They want everything to come together. Well, they like the little package.
Because you know what? Everyone was starting to really know the character that is Tony. You felt like you're really starting to embrace the character that's Tony. You knew about him. You were in his life. You were in the therapy sessions with him. Mm-hmm. You just felt like that. I mean, I don't know. Like the compassion, the want to feel like, okay, how does this all come together?
Yeah, what happens to him, man?
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. When I watch a film or something like that, I like leaving the film actually kind of thinking about it a little bit. I don't know if that makes me like an artsy faggot or anything, but I kind of like thinking about it. And that, I mean, after watching last night's Sopranos, I'm like, I was thinking about it for like the whole night.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I wonder, you know, my imagination starts going. Maybe he didn't get whacked or anything. Maybe they did get shot.
Right.
Maybe now, I don't know, HBO's going to do a spinoff with AJ. That was my prediction.
Yeah.
Like, AJ's going to take over the mob and AJ's going to be the boss.
But they tied shit up like with AJ. Like at the end, you showed he's just all over the fucking place. Like one of the last scenes was him and his new new girlfriend, like they're watching some like show that's making fun of George Bush. So obviously you show everything's fine. He's like, you know, now he's got his like job and everything's back to normal. So they tied him up. I mean, they cleared him up. You know, Meta was taken care of. She's getting married. She's got her job. She's all taken care of. Whatchamacallit? Tony's wife, she's going back to doing, you know, her house stuff.
Spec house.
Yeah, exactly. So she's all tied up. So he did tie up a lot of loose ends, you know. As far as I'm concerned, AJ was taken care of. Like, there is no spin-off. Like, he's just all over the place. He's a fucking teenage kid who just doesn't know what the fuck he's doing, right. You know, or whatever. How old, you know, early 20s, late teens kind of guy, you know. He's just trying to figure out himself. And he's just all over the place, you know.
It's a great, it was a good episode. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to talk to Richard Patrick about it if he ever calls in. Paris Hilton, everybody, in and out of jail. That was another story this week.
Oh, yeah, that was great. I thought you were talking about great writing. I thought that was great writing when she's like, after 3 days, I got to go home. Got to take me home. I'll do it at the house. What? Like, perfect setup for her. Like, she didn't have this planned out.
It was a medical condition?
Yeah, medical condition.
And they let her out after how many days?
Three.
3 days. Go home, Paris.
Talk about perfect setup.
Yeah, I you know, does that happen to normal people? Like, you have, like, some sort of medical condition. Like, it wasn't even, like, a severe one, wasn't it? It was some sort of pill she needed because she gets depressed or something like that?
Something to that effect, yeah.
And they sent her home because of that?
But the thing was, they let her go. You know, the bigger problem, from what I understand, is...
That's terribly sexy.
The bigger problem is that they were trying to change back their decision, and by rights, they can't do that.
Yeah, some judge got all mad when he heard that the sheriff let her out.
Yeah, but
let her go home and wear an ankle bracelet. He got all mad and tried to show his authority.
Yeah.
Wanted to stick his fat face into the fucking mix so he can get some airtime, some press, and sent her back to jail. And it was great when the cops came to get her. And they, like, I guess they put her in the car or whatever. She was fucking bawling her eyes out. Great. Like, little baby. You're going to jail for another 20 days. It's not like your life is ending. Yeah. You're not even going to, like, a nasty jail. You're Paris Hilton. Nothing's going to happen to you in jail. She's crying her eyes out like she didn't get the fucking ice cream she wanted. Anna, did you see her face?
No, absolutely. She was bawling.
Yeah, and
maybe she really is fucked up.
You know, she's just one of those girls that's had everything go right for her, you know?
But, I mean, come on. She seemed really calm going into it.
She's not surrounded by a bunch of no people.
No,
you know what I mean? It's all yes, 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 Paris. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, sure, sure.
You know what I mean? So when she doesn't get what she wants, it's fucking, I'm going to throw hysterics. And she's fucking, how old is she, 24?
Yeah,
most. Kind of been past that, Paris. I don't know. I don't know about you, Rock, but I think I passed that point when I was 9 and my dad stuck his foot in my ass. But I didn't get the fucking G.I. Joe with the kung fu grip and my dad punched me in the face. It said, suck it up, dickhead.
Kung Fu Grip.
I got over that. I stole that from Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, I know.
I never liked G.I. Joe.
You like Barbies?
He-Man.
Of course you would. Of course you would.
I love
with
the
six-pack. Yeah.
The pecs. Ram Man was the best one.
Of course, yeah. Of course you would.
Ram
You're
Man.
A fucking faggot.
I love Ram Man. What a dumb character that was. But Paris Hilton, what a fucking spoiled bitch. And when you saw that picture over on the New York Post, I think she was on the front cover a couple days ago in New York Post, probably around papers around the country and stuff like that. I just pictured, like, I wanted to see, like, an ice cream cone in front of her face with, like, the fucking ice cream just falling off and the fucking shit's coming down her, like, the ice cream just melting down her hand. Fucking crybaby. Suck it up, you cunt. 20 days.
Jesus Christ.
20 days and you'll be back to driving your freaking Bentley. Running out of gas and asking fucking paparazzi to go get you a fucking gas. That's what you're going to be. You're going to be club hopping in 20 days, girl. Your life is the... Oh, that's a new thing.
What's that?
The latest story. His last couple days or his last weekend changed her life. Life changing.
Of course it did.
Your life doesn't change over a weekend. Yeah, it really doesn't. Unless you take a bullet to your head, then you have no life.
Or you go to Vegas.
Then shit has changed.
Or you're in Vegas.
Right. Your life has not changed, Paris. You're not going to change.
Or slips in a puddle of AIDS. Look at Heidi. That's adorable. Your life would change if you slipped in a puddle of AIDS.
It would be great. Heidi brings up a good point. It'd be great if Paris got ass cancer.
Ass cancer?
Yeah. Because it's so, like, do chicks get ass cancer? I don't think so.
Cancer of the left nostril.
I don't think I've ever heard of a chick getting ass cancer. So she should get ass cancer. I'm sure they do. But it's more prevalent in guys.
Is that the actual medical term, ass cancer?
Yes. When they come in, Paris, I'm sorry.
You have ass cancer.
You have ass cancer. Call your dad. Stock's going to rise.
Yeah, how's the Hilton stock doing?
It should be doing good. She's back in jail.
Hold on.
That's what we said last week. The fucking Hilton Corporation stock rises on whatever the daughter does. So if Paris is, like, caught smoking weed, stock's going to rise. If Paris is doing, like, something nice for charity, it's going to fall. If she's doing something boring, the stock's going to fall. If she's, like, sucking a black cock, fucking shit's going to go through the roof. Not trying to be racist there, people. I'm just being realistic.
It was down 29 cents.
29 cents. You know why? Because she's the big bump from actually going back into jail has fallen. Now she's in jail. No one's hearing from her.
Right.
Stock's going to fall. You know, you're not hearing what the hourly update on it, Paris in jail. We don't know what she's doing. Didn't I hear some story about how she wouldn't eat in jail for the 3 days she was there?
What?
She wouldn't eat because she didn't want to take a dump or take a pee in front of anybody?
She's an idiot.
Or is that just a rumor?
Wow.
Probably just a rumor.
You know what's interesting? Let's see.
I can understand that, though, because I went to go visit my girlfriend back at when she went to the University of Miami back in the day, when I had a chick. I went to visit her for 3 days. Didn't take an S. Didn't shit for 3 days because I was afraid of taking a shit from her. I didn't want to stink up the joint. We weren't at that point in our relationship where I could just fucking drop a deuce and things okay. You know, if I drop a deuce at that point in the relationship, if I dropped a deuce, it was like a big discussion.
Oh, God.
Or if it really stank, she would get some sort of impression of me, like the wrong impression, like, oh, Kieran's got fucking stomach problems, and she's going to ship my ass back to New York, and I got no more fucking bangability anymore.
So you fucking held it in for 3 days, huh?
Yeah, 3 days.
Oh, God, it's nasty.
And I ate pizza in Key West, and that really tore me.
Oh, that's not good.
So I was holding it in. When I got back to New York, oh boy, I had to go into surgery to take a dump. I had to go to fucking Stony Brook Hospital.
Relationships suck dick. It's shit like that.
Young relationships suck dick.
Aaron, oh, now if you did, you'd be like, first date, be like, I gotta go take a dump.
I got no problem with fucking farting in front of chicks.
Really?
I can't wait.
That's just disgusting.
I can't wait. Well, I don't. It's not like I do it every day. I don't have any chicks to fart in front of.
But you're saying you would. Like, you'd just be like, first date?
No, I'm not gonna, like, fucking blow one on her head. But if you need to drop a fart... Say, like, you're hanging with your chick, right, Rock? And, I don't know, she pokes you in the belly and you fart by accident. Is that going to be a big deal?
If you've been with her for a while, then that's fine. No, the way you were sounding, like, you would just go out on a date and, you know, we wouldn't care.
Not on the first date. I got more manners than that.
Slightly. Second date.
It's got to be, like, no, I'm talking, like, months.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's just gross in general. I mean,
but if it happens, I mean, it's not like, I'm not going to be embarrassed about it.
Absolutely not. No.
Like, hey, you farted.
So now it's different. You're just saying it's
this is what I'd say. If I accidentally farted in front of a chick and she made like a big deal about it, I'm like, what the fuck? You don't ever take dumps? You're probably dropping farts like it's, you know, a cow or something. You're farting like a horse.
And you wonder why you're not getting laid. Having these kind of conversations with women.
But I'm sorry, I haven't had these conversations.
No,
but you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I
understand. You get older, it's a little different. When you're younger, right, and you're in that kind of relationship, you can't be disgusting. If you still want to tap the
ass. You shouldn't be disgusting at any age.
No, you really shouldn't. But, you know, if you slip a fart in front of your chick when you're 18, it's a fucking deal.
That is a big deal. You're right. You're right.
It does something to her head. It fucks her up.
Screws her.
She's like, I got to find a guy that doesn't fart. You're not going to find one of those.
Nope.
We're all stinky bastards.
Yeah,
looking for the I suffer in the chat room, man. He knows.
What do you mean he knows?
We're on the same plane. Fucking Heat fan after eating that Taco Bell. Kidding me? Heat fan or Cuban held in captivity.
Yeah.
He eats that Taco Bell.
Yeah, forget
this
it.
This chick better be ready for some shit.
Puts a hole in that couch.
He's fucking playing a tuba all night.
The tuba.
And I'm not talking about from his mouth.
No.
Right in his fucking ass. Tuba right up the ass. He's playing it. Based on the air pressure coming from your ass, Heat fan in Cuba, as, held in captivity.
That's pure Cuban heat.
You can play the fucking saxophone like Bill Clinton on Arsenio Hall. It was really good. You ever see that?
Yeah, it was very good.
It was awesome. What were we talking about?
Oh.
Farting in front of chicks,
yes,
when you're young?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't do it. But nowadays, you know, if you get older in your late 20s, early 30s, you have an older relationship.
Sure.
People are more... what would you say? Not egotistical or anyway. Your ego dies down a little bit.
Sure.
Hey, you could drop a deuce in front of her. No problem. Hey.
Yes.
What about this?
What?
Now, this is a different topic.
Uh-oh.
What if you're dating a chick at this age, right?
Okay.
Maybe, mostly, more than likely, you might be living with her.
Right.
Or she might be staying at your place. She might be staying at her place.
Okay.
She goes into the bathroom, drops a deuce,
okay,
comes out of the bathroom.
Yeah.
You go in there, and it still stinks. What are you thinking? Does that do anything to your head?
Well, not really. No, I mean, see, that's why you always got to make sure you wait a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you know she's in there longer than 5 minutes, you're like, you know what? Ugh, I'm gonna have to hold this out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a chance to air out.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta pay attention to things like that. But let's just say, under the hypothetical situation that does go down, and I follow right behind.
Mm-hmm.
What are you gonna think? She dropped the deuce. You're not gonna think any less of her.
Right.
Christ Almighty! It's human nature.
I know. I'm just seeing if you would. I'm sure some guys would, though. Some guys would be like,
yeah,
oh my god, I gotta get rid of this chick.
Now she had IBS. Forget about it. I'll be out the door.
IBS,
door.
Another story.
Yeah,
that means you got a disease. You got a problem.
Yeah,
you got
like
a syndrome.
Diseases. I don't like diseases.
Yeah. If you got ass disease, you gotta go.
Ass disease.
Any sort of like vaginal disease or ass disease, you're out. You're out. All right. You gotta, if you're dating a chick and you,
yes,
find out she's got IBS, we've had this discussion on the show before.
Yes.
You got ass or some sort of fucking welt on your vagina.
Yeah.
You're gone.
Done. Slater.
Slater.
I don't have time for that shit. Pardon the pun.
That's something you can't talk out.
No. No, there's no way to talk it out.
You can't have like a long conversation about, oh, okay, baby, I understand now.
No.
No. You got a welt on your vagina. There's no getting around that. Or you got ass problems. Like, yeah, you're dropping farts. Like, you know, it's fucking change coming out of a slot machine.
Like, if you're 28 and you got to wear the pens, no, we ain't hanging out much.
Yeah. Because anal sex at some point's got to be a discussion. And when you got fucking IBS,
oh, that's,
it's
disgusting.
Never a discussion.
That is so disgusting.
Hey, there's going to be a time in a relationship, I'm saying, at this age that we're late 20s, early 30s.
Anal sex has got to come up?
That anal sex is going to come up. And if you're dating a chick with IBS, it's never going to come up. So you get rid of her.
What do you think? You can never have like a lifelong relationship where you don't have anal sex? Anal sex has to happen?
No, but you know the conversation is never going to come up if you're dating a girl with IBS.
Well, fuck yeah.
You're going to be like, there's no way I'm going near that motherfucker.
There's no way I'm going near the vagina. It's too close.
God, that's got to be the worst.
It's in the danger zone.
That's got to be the worst thing to have.
I was there.
IBS.
I went through this.
IBS.
When was that show? That was a while ago now.
Did you? That chick's got to be sitting home on a fucking nightly basis going, why did God give me IBS?
It sucks.
This sucks. Is there any, like, surgery she can get?
I don't know.
Rob's still in the room. Rob, what can you do if you have IBS?
Rob, the resident
pharmacist.
Yes. Is there any sort of ass surgery you can get for
medications,
IBS?
Medications, he says.
Like
there's no like surgery, though.
How about a cork?
You can't. good old fashioned. A colostomy, he says. Colostomy's an option.
Hey, what is that?
What's a corks work? What's a colostomy?
Is that
Rob?
Like more
We're
tubes?
Dumb.
Is that like tubes up the ass?
Oh, is that like the bag? Oh, no. Now tell me you walk around with the colostomy bag.
Oh, why would you want a bag of shit?
Colostomy is when you cut a hole in your colon. What?
And what? Dude, that just worsens the problem, I think.
It just opens up the floodgates. Oh, yeah. And then they put a hole in the colon and then they connect the bag to it. Wow.
Wait, and she's got to walk around
with a bag.
She's got to walk around with a bag.
She's walking around with a bag.
No, you're fucking up the situation. I'd rather bang her with the IBS. I don't want some bag of shit lying next to me as I'm fucking getting all naked and frisky with my chick with IBS. I don't want that happening.
If it's all over your GI tract, you're in trouble. Oh, he says if it's regional. I guess there's different types of IBS. There's a regional IBS or an IBS that infects your entire GI tract. Damn, there's a lot to IBS.
I don't want to know.
IBS sucks.
Wait, we're just talking about the ass, right?
Yeah.
You can't get IBS
well,
in the
IBS
mouth.
I guess IBS can affect the entire gastrointestinal. That's what GI is short for. GI tract, I guess.
Oh, that's going to suck. That means your whole fucking tract is fucked up?
Yeah, well, that's like Crohn's disease. That's a Crohn's disease, a type of IBS. So there's different forms of IBS.
What does that mean? Is like potholes and shit in your intestines? It looks like the fucking Belt Parkway. Congestion.
White lane's closed.
There's no congestion on that.
No, that's a super speed light.
There might be a lot of fucking potholes, but there's no fucking backup. Nah, it's free flowing traffic.
Heidi says her brother has Crohn's disease and has many surgeries. Ouch.
Oh,
that sucks.
That's horrible. Well, he's a guy though.
Crohn's disease and ulcerative colonitis are types of IBS. God, I love Rob. He's the man. He knows information.
For a guy having IBS, not a big deal.
No.
You know.
Guys just
medically.
Yeah.
Medically, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
But, you know, as far as...
Guys just naturally take a lot of shits.
They take a lot of shits. I enjoy shitting.
You do?
Of course.
I wish I didn't have to do it.
Tell me you don't enjoy shitting after, like, a nice long day at work. You know, because you can't drop a deuce at work. That's one thing. I don't know. Do you drop deuces at work?
I have a bathroom in my office.
Oh, you got a private bathroom.
It's in the building, but only people who work in the building have keys.
But it's not your home throne.
No.
You know what I mean?
I feel confident. I know what you're thinking. Like, I would never use a bathroom at Penn Station.
Nah.
No. But, like, in my office, I'm okay because it's a keyed bathroom. So, you have to have a key to get in.
Mm.
So, it's not completely...
That's not too bad. That's pretty good, actually.
It's not public.
I'd probably drop a deuce there.
Yeah. And it's cleaned every night.
All right. But what I'm saying is don't you love when you get home from a long day at work or you're out and you got your home thrown or after eating a huge meal at a restaurant?
No, I understand. You're right.
And you're just like, oh.
But wouldn't you rather like it where you wouldn't have to do the whole process at all? Wouldn't it be great if you didn't ever have to shit?
I'd feel like...
I'm saying you would feel perfectly... So let's say the human body did not have to remove waste. Let's just say it evaporated in the body. Let's just say that happened. Wouldn't that be great? Nah. One less thing to do.
That's true.
I always try to find ways to do one less thing.
Not shitting?
Why not?
It's an effort.
It takes away time out of the day.
Oh, that's because you're 6'4" and Italian. Stop eating a pizza. You'll be fine. I think we got to do another break again.
Yeah, please. This is awful. I hate these conversations.
I love shit talk when we don't have a guest.
I hate it.
Come on.
It's disgusting.
It's realism.
Our audience does not want to hear... Audience. Oh, that's funny. The listeners do not want to hear this kind of shit. Oh, pun.
Why? 8 in front of 6, back right after this. Minx got the flash. More lunaticradio.com.
You talk, we listen. This is Big D from Richmond, Kentucky, and I am Lunatic Radio.
Oh, dude, there's not enough time for that. I'm Irish. It's going to take me like 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're Irish.
Can you say something for me in your drunk Irish voice? Can you say, Kieran, you have a wicked cock?
Kieran, you got a wicked cack.
Isolate
wicked
that.
Cack.
Yeah, I just want
to cack in my habit, yad.
You're damn right.
Damn right. Damn Skippy.
So 89% sure that I would score with you. This is something for me. This is making
see,
my
what we
Monday.
We need to do is, like, we need to do, like, a bit, should you say. I hate it when you guys refer to it as a bit. I think that's so fucking lame. But
thank you.
I think, like, next time
it's
I go,
us.
Hey, anytime. So I think next time I go down to New York, because I used to live in Manhattan. Next time I go down there, we should all just, like, fucking rage it up.
Yeah.
Rage it up.
And get hammered and then go have sex.
Yeah, why not?
Sweet.
Why not?
I go first.
What? Do you got big boobs?
What? They're a 38C.
That's a yes.
Okay, cool.
That's
all right. I mean, yeah.
How tall are you?
I'm not one of those girls that walks around in like a belly shirt, so I think that's slutty.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'3".
Oh, that's good. That works for Karen. That's 2 for 2.
2 for 2.
You might have a winner.
What color eyes do you have?
They're like the color of a Spanish olive. Like they're wicked dark green.
Wicked dark green.
Wicked dark green.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm game.
I'm a redhead.
And he's done. He's set.
Does that do anything for you? I'm a redhead.
Really?
Ooh.
Real Irish.
Yeah.
Real Irish broad.
You got freckles?
Yeah. Irish, French, and German. I was born to do 3 things. Fuck, fight, and drink, buddy.
Treat,
bring it.
Damn, she sounds like she's going to kick my ass in bed.
So maybe that's what you need.
Oh, I'm violent, yeah.
Really? Like, what dirty things would you do?
I'd let you bang me up the ass.
Whoa, really? I don't know if I'm going to go that way, though.
Do you swallow?
That's okay.
Do you swallow, Carrie?
Yes. Well, I know why. This is why. Oh. I remember the very first time I gave a blowjob. I was so confused. I didn't know what to do with it, so I just swallowed it. And I've never done anything else. I've never spit it out because I think it's disrespectful.
What does it taste like?
Salty.
Yeah.
Not wicked salty, but like a hollandaise sauce. Like a Benny. Like a Dick Benny.
Interesting.
That's very
interesting. Do you have that consistency? Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
I even make that noise.
Really?
You don't take this whole penis in your mouth.
Do you spit? Do you get the saliva working?
Yeah.
Good.
Mm.
Do you have any toys?
Yes, I do. I just have one, though.
That's okay. One's enough. One's
enough?
You know,
it's got different attachments, so that's pretty cool.
Chat room feedback.
What is it, like a screwdriver? You know.
Chat room feedback, everybody. Uh-oh, Kieran's going stern on Carrie. You motherfucker.
Chris the Bear always guarantees that one good singer.
Carrie's going to be talking into my skin mic pretty soon, people.
Hey, my birthday is coming up. How about a birthday leg?
There you go.
Yeah.
That works.
When is your birthday?
February 4th.
Wow, that's early.
Yeah, I'll be 26.
I'm going to have to start shaving my back. Like
and
tomorrow. And my balls. Oh, I have to shave my balls too?
Damn.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'll shave them because that's kind of nasty.
No.
I'll shave my taint too.
Taint. That's another thing I like.
You know what I used to do back in college? I used to shave my ass. Try doing that.
Did you get ass sits? Like from like little tiny ingrown hairs and wearing jeans all the time?
Nah, never got those.
No, seriously. Like that's a problem when like girls wax and they do like...
And now back to the LunaticRadio.com show. We suck.
Yeah. Drink yourself away on a hot summer's night, everybody. It is June. Lovely weather all around the country. We love the summertime here on the LunaticRadio.com show. Here we go. Yeah. Love fucking Filter. Richard Patrick will be calling in a half hour. That's what I hear from the booking girl. LunaticRadio.com show. Kieran Rock in the studio. Still trying to figure out where the bar night's going to be.
Bar night.
We know the date is July 21st.
I was suggesting this place called the Chalet.
Chalet.
Rocket looked at me like I needed to be sucking
the name
cock.
Sucks, but yeah, I don't care. Hey, listen, it's only a name. Whatever.
Ooh.
I get so tingly when the music starts playing.
Oh, I love the Chalet. Come join us for a night of tomfoolery, July 21st at the Chalet in Roslyn.
Hoppenstance and ragamuffins tonight at the Chalet.
Hoppenstance.
We'll be spinning a tune at the Chalet. Like, we should be rolling up in, like, old school Rolls Royces.
Yes.
And all be wearing ascots like faggots. The Chalet. But I'm telling you, it's a good place.
I believe it.
Can we make a deal that we'll go at least go check it out? It's close to your place.
That's fine.
I'm doing enough driving.
I
want
to make sure people are going to come to this, though.
The Chalet. Well, if we decide
if we're going to book the Chalet, I want to make sure we get a lot of people going.
You know what? We got to work on booking a venue first.
Yeah.
Chalet. Not even booking it. Just picking it. Like, we're all going to meet at Domino's Pizza.
Yeah.
That's what we have to do.
That sounds like a good night. There you go.
It's a Chalet, everybody.
I was reading, and someone will have to verify this, but I could have sworn Conwell was saying that they're planning a P&W weekend. Is that right, Connie?
Yeah.
They have to have a weekend. Those fucking alcoholics.
Where? At the county lockup?
They don't care. And so you don't have to worry about a place.
No. Nah.
Just as long as booze is flowing.
Yeah.
The P&W. What's the information on it? Can I tell me? We'll do like a little.
The P&W West Coast Bar Night's going to be in fucking general population at the county lockup.
Fucking Goonies, man. They're all split a Slim Jim.
And they're even getting a car service.
July 19th to the 23rd, Ocean Shores, Washington.
It's called a paddy wagon.
Shut up. Oh, the Chalet. Paddy wagon.
Oh.
A paddy wagon.
How?
Who me and Tisha will be there as well. Well,
who
I,
you?
Who me? You?
Is her sister's name Who You? And her dad's name's Who That?
And her mom's name is Houday. Houday.
She has a black cousin called Who Be There?
Who What? But really, look at that. The P&W Bar Night. There should be Wisconsin Bar Night because there's enough motherfuckers out there to have a bar night.
They're not doing it like we do it on the East Coast.
Oh, there's no Chalet.
Oh, I got a Chalet.
I don't want to go there.
Chalet.
I feel like we're going to be stupid.
Like you say Chalet, you feel like you should be gurgling balls. Chalet.
There you go. Nicholas, you're from Wisconsin. Go start up the Wisconsin bar night.
They don't have bars.
In Wisconsin? Are you fucking kidding? That's all they do.
Oh.
You know, Wisconsin consists of three things. Homes, churches, and bars.
By the way, speaking of Wisconsin, good segue, Ron.
That's what I do.
Psycho Stick and 9mm Solution. Two bands. Psycho Stick and 9mm Solution. Two bands that have been on this radio program. Psycho Stick debuted a song, one of their songs on this radio show. And 9mm Solution is fronted by our man Hobbs out there in Wisconsin.
Yep.
On July 14th at Sean South, which is a bar in Milwaukee. It's in South Milwaukee. Psycho Stick and 9mm Solution will be playing together.
Yes.
How about that? I don't know how it worked out. I don't know how they hooked it up. I'm sure Hobbs is a go-getter. I'm sure he contacted Psycho Stick, and Psycho Stick was like, yeah. Those guys just play anywhere. They don't care. But 9mm Solution and Psycho Stick, two very good bands, two bands that are friends of the show here, will be playing together in Milwaukee, South Milwaukee, at a place called Sean South on July 14th.
Awesome.
It's on 1115 Milwaukee Avenue. I believe that's in the city.
If you're in the area and you listen to us, go represent.
Oh, you can log on to 9mmsolution.com for more information, or psychostick.com. They have all their tour dates and stuff listed.
Sure.
Yeah, good stuff, man. So what are you saying about Wisconsin?
Churches and bars.
Churches and bars, that's all they have there. But we want to go to a place for bar night, July 21st. We want to have an outdoor place to chill because it's the summertime. You know, I'm sorry for the people around the country and around the world that listen to this show. If you're not in the New York area, you're probably not going to be chilling. So it's just like a small, demographic we're speaking to here, people locally who listen in New York. But, you know, we want to have a place where we can chill out outside, and the chalet provides that. But, you know.
We're going to get the Beer Wizard up for that, though.
Beer Wizard from Florida is coming up for that?
You better.
Word them up. Got a couple emails here, everybody.
Ooh, emails!
Actually, one I can't even read because it's about the Sopranos. I got an email from a guy named Matt. Funny show. Keep up the good work. You fucks are going to be rich soon.
We're going to be rich.
Matt, just stop listening to the program.
When you get better emails sent to us, then you can continue listening.
Come on, Matt. Be fucking realistic. We're never going to be rich.
Oh, Beer Wiz's only thing is it's got to be a place with a good beer selection. And I agree.
Chalet has Chimay, I'm sure.
Yeah, right.
A place called the Chalet ain't just serving fucking Budweiser and Coors Light. It's called the Chalet. Fucking French.
Chalet.
Why do the French have to be so snooty with the way they fucking pronounce
snooty?
Snooty.
Snooty.
Snotty.
Snotty.
Snooty.
Ferris Bueller. Right?
That was her. Why? It's called, I mean, if you look at it and you read it in American, it's chalet. Damn it. It's not chalet. It's chalet, fucko.
You're an idiot.
It's the way it's spelled.
You're such a retard.
It should be spelled chalet. If I'm looking at the word chalet, to me, it should be spelled like this. S-H-A-A-A-A-A-Y. Chalet! Not C-H-A-L-E-T. That fucks me up.
I can.
And to the common folk living in Illinois, in Ohio, they're all screwed up. They're looking for a place named Chalet when you're supposed to be at a place named Chalet. And they're all fucked up because they can't read. And the French are to blame. That's what I'm saying. Because they have to be snooty and pronounce shit the way it's not spelled.
Your brain is odd.
It isn't. It works. It's sensible, my brain. It's realistic.
Sensible.
I'm being real with the words. It's spelled chalet.
Chalet.
It's chalet, actually. Chalet.
So we're going to the chalet.
We're going to the chalet to drink some beers.
So weird.
Chalet. Come on. I hate saying the word. Can they change the name of the place so we can go there?
I see we're not going there. We beat down it so much.
I know we're going to be bashing it if we do show up. Because now all the people are going to hear this and they're going to go, what, if we actually do go to the place, they're going to be like, this place sucks. So faggoty. Shall I? Everybody's going to be screaming, shall I?
They're yelling that all night. We'll get booted out.
Now we should go.
Shall I?
Oh, my God, shall I? Hmm. You all got to wear dresses, by the way, if you go.
Tony's saying we gotta find hotels with a kitchen because he wants to cook again.
I'm sure he can cook at the chalet there for the I suffer.
I hope they don't play this. They're so not building this place up, man. It's gonna suck.
Rock, let's make a pact. We'll go together. You know, how about this weekend? I'll be in the city. I got on my way home. I'll pick you up. We'll go.
Okay.
Because I have a fucking thing to go to on Saturday.
Okay.
I'll pick you up. We'll go to fucking chalet.
Sounds good.
Make sure you wear an ascot, though.
Oh, yes. And a little beret.
Yes. And a smoking jacket and a cigar.
Yeah. Well, with the stick. The French, like, cigarette. Mm-hmm. The stick. The holder. The cigarette holder.
I'll get a horse and buggy and we'll roll to the chalet.
And I want
to
wear a spectacle.
I'll get a
glass of the spectacle.
Horse
the one spectacle.
And buggy. Is Kanye West going to be there? Yes, he will be.
Yeah.
And we'll be punching him in the face. Thank God that guy. Oh, God, don't bring up Kanye West.
Who brought up Kanye?
Don't bring up Kanye
Jesus
West.
Christ.
I fucking hate that.
Oh, Tony did. Way to go, guy. You're going to get him started now.
Guy's fucking jaw should be wired shut. Dope.
Arr.
Thank God. What has he done? Thank you. I hope he has become broke.
Ass cancer?
Yeah. Chalet. Kanye West, motherfucker. Oh, you want to hear the stuff? The Spelling Bee kid? Spelling Bee. The National Spelling Bee was this week. And they declared a winner. His name is something something. He's a 12-year-old kid. White kid. He was on the American Morning on CNN doing an interview with Kieran Chetri. Who's hot. I love the Talking Heads. And Kieran Chetri, everybody, is a hot piece of ass. And, but it turns out that the Spelling Bee kid, although he can spell a lot of words, social skills, even though he's 12,
yeah,
not so good.
Aww.
He's a little kid.
When you hear this audio, Rock,
oh, yeah.
you're going to go, you dope.
Sweet.
So here's the Spelling Bee champion with Kieran Chetri on American Morning on CNN.
Well, here he is, America's newest letterman, beating 285 other spellers to win it all, Evan Dorney. Evan, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. Did you say my name wrong?
What the fuck?
My name is Evan O'Dorney.
Evan O'Dorney, I am sorry if I said it wrong. Were you surprised?
She's apologizing to a 12-year-old kid.
Yeah, you've hit bottom.
Surprised that you won?
She'd tell the little cocksucker, well, fuck off. That's not right.
Not really.
And when you say we, you're speaking about your mother, right? You're homeschooled.
Yeah.
No shit.
What is that like? Do you like getting homeschooled, or would you rather go to school, just a public school with some other kids?
No, I like being homeschooled.
What did your mom say when you finally won?
Oh, I know what she says.
You have no mother!
Dynamite drop-in money at broadcast school has really paid off.
Oh. I don't know what my mom said. You better ask my mom if you want the answer to that question.
Why are you being so difficult, you little twat?
Play could be a finalist in the Trojan End's Boner of the Week Award.
Dude, we are fucking 30 seconds into this interview. The kid's complained about four things already, it seems like. His name?
It's a no-spin zone with this kid.
Fucking Kieran Chetri goes, hey, you know, what did your mom say to you when you won? I don't know. You gotta ask my mom that. What, is it like some fucking secret? Learn how to talk, you little prick.
All right, let me ask your mom. You're making this tough for me today, Evan.
Well, call him a cunt, Kieran. No. Call him a cunt.
Oh, you talking to her right now?
Yeah.
Well, here's one thing I hope I'm right about. You like to eat apparently a Subway tuna fish sub before every
competition. Wait,
fucking disgusting.
Hold on. We have to have a little fun with that question.
Did they even make that?
Hold on, Rocket.
Okay.
You answer this question for the kid, okay?
Oh, shit.
I'm going to play a little game here.
All right.
Answer this question as the kid.
Well, here's one thing I hope I'm right about. You like to eat apparently a...
What?
I like pie.
That's not it, right?
Well, here's
That's
one thing I hope
thing
I'm
I
right about. You like to eat apparently a...
Cock?
Oh, you want me to say a word?
Thanks, Rock.
I thought, why would I say cock?
Well, here's one thing I hope I'm right
saying
about.
Cock?
You like to eat apparently a...
Man, you are just no fun today, dude.
I'm not going to say the word cock for you.
Well, here's one thing. I hope I'm right about. You like to eat, apparently, a...
What does a kid like to eat, Rock? I was trying to make a joke, and you just had the fucking comic timing of AIDS.
I didn't realize you wanted me to just say the word. Why would I say cock? Seriously.
I'll try it again.
Well, here's one thing. I hope I'm right about. You like to eat, apparently, a...
Why can you make a sound and that's okay?
Well, here's one thing I hope I'm right about. You like to eat, apparently a...
That's what he should eat, a bomb. You little prick. All right, let's continue.
You didn't get to do that yesterday?
No.
Why not?
I'm just a caveman.
Hold on, did it again. We'll go back. We're gonna
well,
make this work.
Here's one thing I hope I'm right about. You like to eat apparently a Subway tuna fish sub before every competition.
I'm just a caveman. Your world frightens and confuses me.
You didn't get to do that yesterday?
No.
Why not?
Well, they
don't use it anymore.
They had a special dinner before the beat.
I got you. So you didn't get a chance to eat your brain food. Can I ask you about whether or not you can spell this word that I'm about to give you right now? Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Oh, here he comes. This is good. You're just going to want to fucking reach through the TV and punch this fucker in the head.
Scombridae. It's a noun. Marine food fishes like mackerels. Perhaps some of the things that are in a tuna sub. Can you spell it for me?
Well, let me make sure I'm saying it right. Scombridae.
Scombridae.
Scombrudé.
That's terribly sexy.
So it's plural?
Yes.
Scombrudé.
Spell it, you little fucker.
You suck. I don't know that part. It's the, basically, it's the family of fishes that tuna is a part of. Unless I'm saying it wrong, like your last name. I hope not. Scombrudé.
What a little arrogant prick. I hate this kid.
Yeah, if you're not saying it right, I'll probably not spell it right.
Oh, you little faggot. Oh. Spell a fucking word.
Oh, snap.
Wait a minute, but I can't spell it without the language. Is it Latin?
Latin?
They're telling me it's Latin.
This kid hangs at the chalet.
Yeah, yeah. Country of origin, shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Country of origin, eat a dick, you little prick. Spell it.
Scombrudae.
Hey, Rob found it.
You got it right. There it is.
Yes. Damn, no. You like this talking head?
Oh, you added an extra.
She's not
E.
good.
Dude, she's pulling teeth with this little prick.
I'm sorry, but you know what? That was pretty darn good.
And or you want to say Scombrudé or Scombrudé?
Scombrudé.
Scombrudé?
Yes. You want to try one more time?
Are you saying it's Scombrudae?
Ding, ding, ding. That's it. You got it. So not only did you win the most...
That little fucker, did you hear what he just did? He fucking blamed misspelling the word on Kieran Chetri's pronunciation of the word.
Right.
A little arrogant fuck.
Well, he can't spell the word right if she's not saying it right.
Most important one, the one that gave you the cash. You won the Little American Morning one as well. But really,
it's because I couldn't hear you. I thought you were saying Scombrudé.
Oh, I got you.
You just want to... Oh.
I needed to...
Somebody give this kid a wiffle ball bat and a ball and teach him how to be a real kid. Honestly. Send this kid outside. Has he seen daylight before?
Does he know what grass is?
Get his face out of books. This kid's going to be fucking sending letter bombs when he's 20.
Pronounce it better. But you know what? You're a champ, and congratulations. Hope you're enjoying the victory lap, Evan.
He'll be at the chalet.
I'll get it right from now on. See you later.
Okay.
Fucking son of a bitch.
I learned nothing from that.
Nerds suck.
Nerds suck.
But then, look at a kid. He's a spelling bee champion. Can't fucking pronounce words, this kid. Can't even talk. His social skills...
Awful.
Non-existent. So what does that say to you parents out there? Make your kid fucking enter spelling bees.
Yeah.
And turn out like that kid. That kid is a crisis waiting to happen.
That's the next Unabomber.
That kid has got fucking problems. He's going to be 45.
Ugh.
And he hasn't going to be... He wouldn't even seen a vagina yet. 45 until this kid sees a vagina. That's what I'm saying.
I have audio of him in the future.
Go ahead.
A woman. I'm scared.
Unbelievable. There he is, 45 years old, going, what is that, a vagina? Oh, I read about this. Asshole.
Country of origin, faggot. East Faggotville.
Country of origin, my own head. You little prick.
What?
What are some words you shouldn't misspell? By the way, I had this conversation with somebody this weekend. Words you shouldn't misspell.
The?
Like, say you're typing a letter to somebody.
Okay.
And, like words like the word spelling.
Sure.
Shouldn't misspell it.
Nah.
But people do it. Words like intelligent. Shouldn't misspell that. Words like brilliant. Shouldn't misspell that.
Spell brilliant.
I can't spell them either. Is it A-N-T or E-N-T?
A.
Is it A?
Yeah, it's not E.
Ugh. I spelled warranty wrong in Ron and Fez, and I got booted off the show.
Good. Fucking spell can't warranty.
Yeah.
Idiot.
You know, doing this radio show today is like that kid.
Is it really that tough to
on CNN? It's like pulling teeth at you.
Why?
Fucking
what am I doing?
Mr. Defensive over here.
I'm not defensive.
It's like I'm talking to a brick wall.
Shut up. It's not like talking
and the brick wall is just yelling insults back at me. If a brick wall can talk, it would sound like Rocket.
Weird.
That's what I'm saying, people. Fucking pulling teeth with you.
Spell brick wall.
That audio was genius right there.
It was.
Spelling Bee champion has no social skills. How does that happen?
Well, because he sits home and he's fucking
He knows the words. Why can't he say them out of his mouth?
But he did.
He knows more words than the average person.
Scambrude.
He should be able to speak nicely. Complete sentences. Not like he's fucking...
He should be able to speak well.
Not like he's talking and he's got a fucking gun to his head. It's Karen Chetri on CNN. She ain't gonna fucking bite your head off.
The kid doesn't get out much, though. He doesn't fucking know. Or he's full of himself. It was either...
You little arrogant fucker.
He's probably arrogant, too. Yo, boy.
Fucking French. The French have screwed up that kid.
Goddamn Chalet.
The Chalets and the Chardonnays of the world have screwed up that kid.
They sure did.
Do you think that kid's ever gonna start smoking weed? I think so.
No.
He should start.
What is that kid going to do in his future? Like, what kind of job does that kid have?
He's going to spell. He's going to be a human spell check.
No. That's not fun.
That'd be great. The office spell check guy?
Oh, that dude.
He'd be like the computer guy, but he's just the fucking spell check guy. Like, just, he just goes around and says, no, that's not.
That's
not
right.
That's wrong.
Because Microsoft Word can't check it for you. They got to have a human do that.
Move!
Yeah, that was great. That was the Jimmy Fallon, the computer geek guy.
Turns out people want us to go to the Fodcast Expo again.
Really?
How are we going to the Fodcast Expo? Rock and I went to the Fodcast Expo last year.
Yes.
In Ontario, California.
Hey, beautiful Ontario, California.
Expo was like going to Walmart, but the rest of the time was fun. There was a lot of parties.
Sure were.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, we could do that here, but...
Fucking the Expo literally was like Walmart without the checkout. It's just a bunch of fucking no-names fucking scumbags walking around looking at computers and shit. I guess Walmart's still computers.
It's Best Buy. How about Best Buy?
Best Buy. It's Best Buy.
It's like going to a Best Buy. We went to a Best Buy.
You went to a Best Buy in Ontario, but you couldn't buy anything, and there was no checkout.
But this time would be different because we would potentially have a booth there.
Yeah, this time will be a little different because, we were told we'd be able to broadcast. There'll be a broadcast setup.
Broadcast from the podcast. Isn't that going to be so bad? We'd be so frowned upon because we would be at this expo and we would be... We do not like that word.
We don't like vodcasting.
Yeah. So.
Almost said it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. We wouldn't even like the name of the expo we were at.
Hey, everybody, we're at this expo that we don't like saying the name of because we believe it's all shit.
We believe that this whole expo is a sham. But we're here.
And we're broadcasting.
Yeah. From it. In the middle of it, that's what I hear. They got a booth right in the middle of it.
Yeah. You broadcast the
center of attention.
My buddy Ray is hooking up with the guys that you broadcast, and I think they're going to work out a booth together.
And they're getting a booth, and the you broadcast guys were wondering if we were coming.
Yeah, which is weird.
Which is weird, because look at what we do.
We do nothing. We talk about shit.
We talked about shit for 20 minutes. And not like bad material. I'm talking about the shit itself.
Yeah,
shit. It comes out of your ass shit.
We talked about physical...
That was a topic of discussion on this radio program. And Rocket's fucking porno star infatuation.
I love it.
We talked about that. Do you believe Richard Patrick's coming on this show?
That's crazy.
Why?
That's a fair question.
I wouldn't even entertain coming on this
show. Hey, come on. Nah, you're just being ridiculous.
Let's talk about Karen being a pothead. Let's not, because I'm not a pothead. I've only smoked weed. Well, I've smoked weed probably 15 times, but only gotten high 4 times.
And out of the 4 times, 2 or 3 have been the last. Like, the last few times that you've smoked up, you've gotten high.
The last 3 times. The
last 3 times.
Yeah.
You got a streak going, my friend.
Yeah.
You're one more away from being a legit pothead.
Yeah, how many times do you smoke pot and actually get high and until you're considered a pothead? Kanega J saying, don't hang out with me. I can't hang out with him.
Yeah, because he would just become a...
Kentucky Bluegrass. Good shit.
Good stuff. He's like... Yeah.
He can play 36 and get stoned to the bejeejee.
I was told to smell it, and I'm like, okay, I have no idea.
Yeah, what is it?
It's like, okay, there's an odor.
Well, it's rotten.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
I don't know. You put it in a bowl.
Sweet.
And told me to smoke it.
Oh, look at Tony going at it. He's bonging it up.
Yeah, look at that. For the air suffering the chair, I'm doing a bong hit as we speak. Way to go, fella.
Young fella.
There you go. All right.
What was that?
I was supposed to hit the bong hit button, and I didn't.
So he hit everything else?
Yeah.
But the chicken.
So, Rock, you going to give me anything on this show today?
No.
Why? Why do you refuse to actually have something to say on the radio program?
I don't want
to
give you anything.
He's so defensive.
I give you enough.
He likes the way I talk, and I like the way he talks. Mm-hmm.
Why are you so...
giving you... Stop. Don't say that. You make me feel bad.
Effort. Are you? Why are you so defensive today?
You don't think I give effort?
You're not normally. I mean, you're defensive.
You don't think I give effort?
No, you give a lot of effort.
So then why'd you say that?
But the defensiveness is blocking your effort.
No.
See, you're being defensive now. Why can't you say yes when I say anything?
Because that's what you want. You just want me to say yes.
Do you have an out for me?
You want me to be your yes boy.
Am I getting whacked?
No. You want me to be your yes boy.
Are you smoking weed?
Not right now. You got a little serious. And if so, can I get some?
Honestly, why so defensive?
I'm not defensive. I'm just...
Your cooter hurting today?
A little bit.
Why? Did you get into a fight?
No.
Can you tell me off air?
You're just like...
So I understand, because maybe I'll fucking change the topic of discussion, not going into what you're pissed about, but I'm... Yeah.
No.
Maybe I'll talk about flowers and shit, something that you like.
Ooh. Can we? Whoops.
You sure you're not smoking weed?
No, I'm fine!
Stop sniffing those flowers.
I'm trying. I'm doing fine.
All right.
But don't say I'm not putting effort in, because I am.
By the way, Ottawa is got a great hockey team.
They do. They lost, though. Anaheim. How do you feel about that? The Stanley Cup's in Anaheim right now. How you feeling?
See, you just took that and made it negative. Did you see, do you realize what you say?
Honestly, explain how I went negative.
You're like, yeah, Ottawa, yeah, but they're playing Anaheim. Fuck Anaheim. Screw you. Pretty much that's what you just said.
That's what I said.
That's what you just said.
I did not say that.
Tell me Rocket didn't just take that fucking last response negative.
You
just took it negative.
Screw you.
Now you're being negative again.
I said, how do you feel about Anaheim? Oh, someone's calling. Thank God.
Let's take a break. We'll do a break and we'll come back.
Hi, this is Richard Patrick, and you're listening to the Lunatic Radio Show.
It's lunaticradio.com.
I honestly wonder. I'm projecting, I'm thinking about this. I wonder if it's going to end up that Anthony Jr. is going to have to try and save his dad. And he's got to shoot someone.
Holy shit.
And he can't because he's squeamish and he doesn't want to kill. And all of a sudden, Tony gets killed or something. I mean,
that's not bad.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's squeamish. There's all kinds of violence coming up. You know, all the soldiers are dying.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, Chris was a soldier. Chris was a killer.
Yeah,
and that fucking guy was a killer.
Brutal.
Did you see it a couple of weeks ago where he just popped that guy, the writer, for his...
Well, he was in the mob, and once you're saying it out loud, you're like, hey, kill me now. And that's basically, hey, kill me now.
I mean, you know, just,
I spilled the beans. Get rid of me.
Just turns around and pops
him. You're in the mob, dude. Stop. You're in the mafia. Stop telling me this shit.
Yeah. That was such a bizarre... That was such a great scene.
Yeah.
Because... You know, Chris is in this guy's living room spewing all this crap about the mob.
Yep.
The guy's going, dude, I do not want to hear
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Because the guy knows that's like his death.
Yeah, right. Death. Yeah. He's hearing his own death. Yeah.
That information is going to kill me.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah. And it did.
And it did. Fucking.
It ultimately
did. It's such a great show.
Yeah.
And it is a great show. And remember when he was in the, you know, when he was dreaming about telling the therapist?
Yeah.
And he woke up. And he's like, was I talking in my sleep?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, wow.
Well, it was weird. When that happened, I thought when he woke up, I was like, motherfucker, he dreamed the whole Chris sequence, too? I'm like, this show's never going to end. Yeah. But luckily, luckily then in the next scene, you saw the bruise. Like, okay, good. He wasn't dreaming that whole thing.
Yeah, I'm such a dope at this show. I was screaming at the TV, he's a rat! Tony's a rat! And all of a sudden, he wakes up. I'm like, ah, whatever.
Hey, this is Josh Gogan, and coming up on Lunatic Radio, we've got porn, 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 and porn. Yeah, hang in there.
Oh, yeah, that's it,
God bless you people.
Hi, this is
is Ray, and I invite you to join myself and Jen, the Asian sensation.
Welcome to Sport Buffet.
On the Sports Buffet, we talk a little sports.
T.O. should give Mike Vanderjack an anger jacket.
Talk a little reality television.
I'd reinstate the lingerie bowl.
We talk about whatever's going on in our lives.
They used to call me the Speedy White Sauce.
What do they call you now?
Portly.
And don't forget, we've got the white trash news. Bars and nightclubs in London and other British cities have begun using vending machines that sell sex toys. Listen to the Sports Buffet live Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here at tpsradio.net.
A lot of times when I'm playing with my pussy at night and I have an orgasm, I like to lick the juices off my fingers afterwards. Listen to the Chaos Radio Show Friday nights at 8 p.m. on Cringe Humor Radio.
Radio.com goes live. Go to the website or message board to find out how you can join in and interact with the show live. That's right, live. Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Be there, bitches.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's lunaticradio.com.
What up, everybody? Lunaticradio.com show. Kieran Rock in the studio. Emails at the show, lunaticradio.com. Phone call hotline, 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. Joining us on the line is our buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Are we buddies now? Two phone call conversations? Pal.
He's going to hang up.
Richard Patrick's going to hang up the phone right now.
We're old pals.
We're old pals. Richard Patrick from Filter and Army of Anyone. He calls in to join us in our discussion about The Sopranos, which took place last...
And since your discussion is ongoing and I'm just now entering the discussion, what is your thoughts? What are your thoughts?
I thought the ending was perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
No conclusion was the best conclusion for The Sopranos. What do you think?
I have to say that I had the same feeling when I saw Empire Strikes Back.
Here we go. Back to Star Wars.
Oh, no. He's going to lose us.
When I saw Empire Strikes Back, I was a little bit like, well, what the hell? And I don't know if you're supposed to say that when you see a season finale. I don't know if the finale.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
I mean, my exact words were, what the fuck? That was exactly what I said. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
What's the matter with the TV?
Well, Richard, when you went into watching this final episode, I mean, many people had either it was going to be three endings. Either he was going to die, either he was going to rat on people, or it was going to have the, you know, no ending, so to speak. So, I mean,
right.
It was like a 33% chance that whatever you thought in your head was going to happen. But, I think what it was is like that whole, like, how it just cut off to black, and there was like, I don't know, was that 35 seconds or so of complete nothingness? Mm-hmm. Just completely threw everyone off. But that's David Chase's, like, that was his whole, his mindset.
I gotta say, you know, the initial shock has kind of worn off, and I gotta say that's a pretty cool ending.
Yeah.
It's some people have said it's a cop out, but I gotta say that in my honest opinion, I think it's really, really clever, because the thing is we've all invested so much time into the show, and we've developed such a love for the characters. Exactly. I mean, we love The Sopranos,
right.
You know, and to have all four of them getting ready to have dinner, and to see one of the kids get hurt, or to see Tony get shot, or Carmella, I think it would have been really hard to swallow. I think it would have been really, really hard to swallow. So not knowing just makes it like you can invent the ending. You know what I mean? And for me, I like to think that the Sopranos are just going on, and life goes on, and we're not going to watch it, but life goes on.
Right. Yeah, that's what my co-host Rocket said to me a couple weeks ago. He said the series of Sopranos is like a snapshot of their lives.
Yep.
When stuff goes bad, it goes bad. There's no like plot line throughout all the seasons or anything. Some big conclusion's going to happen. Mm. It wasn't like that. It wasn't the way the show ran. Mm. So when it ended last night with just like just that cutout,
it almost made sense.
Like, it made sense to me.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean I was pretty blown away that they ended it like that. And you know, you're just left wondering. And I think a lot of great movies have been like that. You know, like Two Smoking Barrels.
Yes.
And
yeah, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. Yeah, I made that reference on the message
board. Do they get the guns or not?
Exactly, yeah. I love that. That was a great ending. It was perfect.
Yeah. Cliffhanger endings are great.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think that his audience is... I think they're sophisticated enough to kind of understand that that's a cool ending. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't need to have everyone... you know, killed off. But I'll tell you what, that won't fill Leotardo. This is my favorite sound. You ready?
Okay,
go ahead.
This is my favorite sound from a Soprano.
Oh, shit!
Did you guys hear that all right?
How fucking great is that?
You got the audio. You got the audio of Phil's head getting crushed.
Karen, $10. $10 says Richard Patrick's going to start his own like radio show down the road.
Honestly, that was classic.
Is that the greatest sound design you've ever heard?
Yeah,
I mean, awesome.
That is really good.
You can hear the. Because I don't know if you've seen, like a human head get run over by a truck.
No, not lately.
But. There's a little movie called Faces of Death, Part 4.
Oh, no.
There's a little movie called Faces of Death, Part 4. And I went to the midnight showing when I was about 22 years old in Cleveland, Ohio. There was a midnight showing. I swear to God, there was me and about 200 or 300 other punk rockers.
Yeah.
And, there we were all there, and I swear to God, the theater owner must have thought it was a great idea at the time, but when we were all there, everyone had snuck in everything from beer to cigarettes and booze and pot, and everybody was just sitting around getting wasted watching the midnight showing of Faces to Death, and one of the death scenes that they grabbed was there was some kind of protest in like Chile or something, and an army truck had kind of had to run over part of the crowd, and they show a guy who fell underneath a truck tire and his head just exploded. Like it just went everywhere. And I gotta be honest, I thought for a second that they were gonna show his head just blow like a melon.
Yeah.
But in fact, I was a little disappointed that you didn't see the head explode like a melon. But it was a classic death. You have to have at least one horrendously classic death on The Sopranos.
Yeah, but they gave you what you wanted. You wanted to see somebody get shot, you know, in last night's episode. And that was the perfect guy, obviously, the New York mob boss. He got capped.
Yeah, and he really did. It was not cool to see Tony like go to bed with a semi-automatic weapon and have to be like, we love the Sopranos. We love them. Whether you like them or no one loves a mob boss. No one loves people that have to kill no one loves people that that are criminals and everything. But we love the Sopranos for some reason. Exactly. I'd like to think of them as prevailing and keep on keeping on,
I tell you what, a couple of weeks ago you had a prediction on this show that you said AJ was somehow going to be put in a position to save his father. And I think you said he doesn't save his father and Tony died. And during that last scene of last night's episode, for an instance there, when AJ was walking in the restaurant, that weird guy was walking, the Italian guy with the bulge in his jacket.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, Richard might be fucking right.
I was totally, I was elbowing my wife. I'm like, I'm right. But there was so many possible, you know, and you're trying to figure out what's going to happen, and for that to go to black like that, I was pretty blown away.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a great ending, I thought.
It was amazing how they were able to build up, you know, Meadow parking the car. I never thought parking a car would create so much, like, agitation and stress and excitement. Mm-hmm. And the way they did it was really well done, really laid out. Yeah,
and making a Journey song tense.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is I actually, I hate to be a name dropper, but I know Steve Perry.
Oh, no shit.
Oh, really?
I know Steve Perry. He actually, the movie Monster, I can't remember the lady's name, but we all went to a Dodgers game out here, and Steve Perry, and we were talking, and he's actually a really good guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
he's
sure.
He's actually super good. So when I heard that, I'm like, well, that's pretty awesome. Steve's got his song, and, you know, the final episode of...
Yeah, and I mean, it's the most popular song of the day today, it seems
everyone's listening to Journey.
And everybody's like, Journey, man, Journey.
Sit on Z100 to play in Journey.
Yeah. What did you... Have you spoken to your brother, Robert?
That would have been great if he was one of the dudes that walked in at the end.
That would have been funny.
Wouldn't that have been awesome?
I was watching it with my buddy there, Polish Bob, and there was one guy wearing like a trucker hat.
Yeah.
And we thought it was Robert.
Yeah,
yeah, I thought so too, but he would have told me if he was in the Sopranos. Sure. He would have given me a heads up.
But did he watch it?
I haven't talked to him about it yet. No, I haven't. I should have called him before.
Mm.
But yeah, no, my brother's doing great. My brother's his big TV show that he's got going on.
So all in all, what do you think of the ending of Sopranos? You're fine with it, right? You're good with it?
I'm fine with it. I honestly, like, you know, when I was 12 years old and I saw Empire Strikes Back, I was a little miffed. I was a little like, oh man, you know. But years later, I look at Empire Strikes Back as being one of the best. That's obviously that's the adult, you know, the cool Star Wars.
You know,
it deals with the dark side and, you know, kind of adult themes to it. So, I mean, I think I'm going to be okay with it. You know, I mean, remember 6 Feet Under?
I didn't watch much of 6 Feet Under, but I've heard things about it.
Yeah.
6 Feet Under's finale was like the most incredible finale you could imagine, because the show deals with death. Every beginning episode, someone dies, so like a horrifically crazy death.
Yeah.
And in that finale, every single cast member dies, and they show them like in 2040 dying, or 5 years from now someone dies, or, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So. That to me was pretty much that, but yeah, you know, that was it was so over the top that you were just like, well, that's a, you know, there's no way you can go. They show everyone just ending up dead. So, but yeah, I mean, I can live with this. I can live with this ending. I think it's a great ending. I can deal with it.
Do you think they're gonna make it?
And again, it requires some imagination. So, I mean, for me. You know, he's being indicted. He's gonna, you know, he's gonna deal with the FBI. He's gonna deal with, you know, people trying to kill him the rest of his life. You know,
mm-hmm.
My friend actually, Ray DeLeo, has his own theories.
Oh,
he,
really?
He says the guy going into the bathroom is reminiscent of The Godfather.
Yes.
Where the guy goes in and gets his weapons cachet.
Right.
He said if you looked underneath, Don't Stop Believing. When he's picking out the song in the jukebox, underneath it was My Way.
Wow.
And which, you know, the first line of that song is, how's that go?
Isn't it rich?
And now the end is near.
Right, that's so, what it is, yeah.
And he says, you know, and there was also, he says also, remember when Tony said what he was, they were talking about death? I think he was talking to Polly. Yeah.
No, and Bobby, goes, with Bobby. On the,
yeah,
the fishing
and he
boat.
Says, I think when you die, it fades to black.
Yep, 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 yep.
So, you know, that guy could have come out of the bathroom, he saw Meadow, and boom, he just it's over.
Totally, yeah. That could have been one of the things where, like, yeah, what they were saying, they were on the fishing boat. It was like two episodes prior, and they were saying, you know, one was like to get shot, and they were saying, oh, nothing. You just, everything goes black, and everything just stops.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like maybe what they were going with, you know, possibly as one of the, you know, one of the options as to what happened.
What are the other options, do you know?
That's the great thing about the ending is you don't know, and you can sit there and sit back and have your own interpretation of what happens.
And each ending has equal value. You know, it could definitely have happened where nothing happened at all. It could have been where that guy with the trucker hat could have been like an FBI guy who was wrapping it up, or, you know, that guy could have shot him who's going to the bathroom. So everything had equal value.
I love The Sopranos. I'm sorry to see it go.
Does it have replay value now?
It does. For people that haven't seen The Sopranos yet, they can go back and watch all the DVDs and all the seasons.
There were entire seasons that I missed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like the first four seasons I think I missed. I jumped onto it later.
I haven't seen much of the first one. People say it's the best one, the first season.
Mm.
But I don't know.
Really?
Now, Richard, how would you feel if they made a movie? Let's say like 2-3 years from now.
Well, I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I think I would definitely go to it.
Yeah, probably be the highest grossing film ever.
I mean, didn't they say something a couple years ago that they wanted to make it a movie franchise?
I don't know. All I've heard was that James Gandolfini is done with the character. That's all I hear.
That's the only thing that everyone's definite. It's like James, like, oh, I'm done. I'm moving on. Everyone else is like, oh, you never know, you never know. But James seems like he's done with this character.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, didn't Ozzy Osbourne say like 10 years ago that he was never going to go on tour ever again?
Well, come on, Sharon.
Now he's playing the Poconos every Tuesday.
Right. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I hate to say this, but is James Gandolfini doing any movies
it's
or anything
true.
Else? I mean, everybody's got a career.
Yeah, right.
It's true.
You know what I mean? Everybody's got to pay the rent.
Yeah.
He was great in True Romance.
Dude, I love James Gandolfini. I think he's an amazing actor. I'm just wondering, like, what else is he doing? Like, what else in the future is he going to be doing?
Has he done anything in any other film that...
The last movie I saw was The Mexican.
The Mexican, I was just going to say
that's
that. The Mexican.
Man.
He played like some...
A gay guy.
Like a gay guy, yeah.
Yeah. Well, everybody forgot about that movie.
It wasn't that bad of a movie, actually. I enjoyed it.
Nah,
sorry.
I didn't think it was that bad of a movie.
No, nah, it wasn't that bad. Picking on his other role. Just stick with The Sopranos, James.
We get negative.
There was a movie, though, that he was in with Robert Redford where he tried to lose the New York accent.
Oh, my God.
And it kind of came out a little bit. Like he kind of snuck out a little bit over here, over there.
The fucking guy.
You fucking guy in the prison. I'll tell you what. Robert Redford, you know what I'm saying?
We're talking to Richard Patrick about The Sopranos. He is the man behind Filter and Army of Anyone. Two great bands. I suggest you go out to your local record stores and just start buying all the stuff.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Technically, I've been in three bands that have made it.
Right. Technically.
What's the third?
Technically, Nine Inch Nails. Filter, then Army of Anyone.
Yeah.
And we had a good time in all three.
Kick some ass.
Filter's the one that's my proudest achievement, I gotta say.
Yeah, and we haven't heard the last of Filter. Let's just put it that way.
I don't think we've heard the last of Filter.
I haven't heard the last of Filter.
Yeah.
You know what? You got a legion of people like us two dopes sitting here going, okay, we're going to see something soon. I know it.
Yeah, no, Filter's, it's absolutely, it's like, it's to me, it was the biggest musical expression I could have. I mean, it's completely my thing. It's something that you know, that I started in my mom's basement. You know, I came back from Lollapalooza, you know, after being in Nine Inch Nails. And you know, Nine Inch Nails is kind of like, I was just pretty much a hired gun.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't really see much of a future in it. And for the hired guns, it's like, it's great for Trent, you know, but it's honestly, there's not really much you can do in it. And so I sat there and I you know, had an 8-track and a drum machine, and I started and I wrote the song "Hey Man, Nice Shot," and from there on it was on. And
when you joined Nine Inch Nails, did you go into it thinking, hey, this is just going to be a job for a little while, then I'm going to go off and do my own thing?
I did. I thought it was going to be in Nine Inch Nails for about 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And Trent's like, you know, he really didn't think it was going to do as good as it did on the first record. He was pretty sure that, you know, it was going to take 3 or 4 records.
Yeah. Wow.
So he was like, 8 months at the best, and maybe we'll go to England or Europe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't really sure how the United States was going to... I mean, you know, the U.S. music scene was pretty bizarre back then. There's a ton of hair metal bands, and, you know, the alternative bands were like U2 and R.E.M.
Were you around for the... were you in 9 in the first Woodstock, or was that after?
No, I left in 93.
93, okay. When was Woodstock?
I left in 1993.
When was the first Woodstock? Not the first one, the second one.
Yeah, in the 90s.
The second one.
91?
I don't remember.
90?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, I don't know. Was it 94?
Yeah.
Something like that. Mm-hmm.
Can you just play that one head-crushing sound again? Do you have it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love this guy.
What was that?
Here it is. Oh my god.
That oh shit is awesome. The kid puking.
That is Richard Patrick from Filter, everybody, playing sound effects on our radio show.
I love it.
It's awesome. It really is.
That was the sound of Phil Leotardo's head being crushed under his SUV while his grandchildren in the back seat.
On the series finale of The Sopranos, everybody.
That's so awesome.
All right, Richard, man. I appreciate you taking the time out to call us back and talk some Sopranos.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much.
I tell you what, it's been an honor and a pleasure, and I think you guys are the first place, really. I think this is like one of the first places that I've actually started talking about a new Filter record, so.
Whoa!
Wow!
So,
shit.
My dick just got bigger. I'm kidding.
It's filling up!
the first Filter record in a while, so. Wow.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, man, and we look forward to it. Anything you put out, we look forward to.
You guys got the scoop.
And you know, we'll be there, dude, when you go on tour, man, because I'm sure you'll be doing a tour eventually. We'll definitely be there when you hit New York area.
We'll be showing up.
Oh, absolutely. And I understand you guys are getting, it's awesome. Yeah, I can't wait to be back in New York City. I love New York City.
Sweet, man.
Word up, man. Richard Patrick, thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it. Cool,
no man. Problem. Anytime.
Yeah. You're all a buddy.
You're a buddy.
You got it. You got it over there.
Hey.
What about New York? Maybe we'll get some coffee.
Yeah, look at this fucking guy.
Over there.
Aye.
All right, Richard, take care of yourself.
Okay, peace.
Later. Richard Patrick, everybody, on the lunaticradio.com show.
Cool guy!
Yeah.
It's scary. I get all scared now listening to this.
Sopranos is gone, everybody. Say goodbye. Word up, everybody. We'll take our final break. We'll come back through the Drunk Call Hotline. And maybe some other stuff. I don't really know. We'll take a break. Come back. More LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Hey, what's going on? This is the golf film star Kurt Lockwood, and you are listening to www.lunaticradio.com.
listening to the sound of your sweet voice, cause you won't shut up. Now I'm finished, let me call you a taxi.
Sleep with our slow songs. Somebody wake him up, will you?
Okay.
Gangster wannabes, fuck spelling bee champions. How about that, Rocket?
Sure.
LunaticRadio.com show.
What the fuck?
Richard Patrick, our buddy, just joined us on the program. If you fast forwarded through that segment, go back and check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually.
Pretty good guy.
Good guy.
Go out. I swear to God, go to a Best Buy right now and buy every Filter album.
Yes.
And buy the new Army of Anyone album. Fucking great stuff. And, keep it locked at the Best Buy, because you never know when another album might be popping up from Richard Patrick. Good stuff.
Or buy it off iTunes and like leave a review saying, hey, I heard you on Lunatic Radio.
You could do that.
That would be cool.
You could do that. Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5566. Nobody fucks Spelling Bee champions coming from the chat room. That's right, man. Nobody would even start to fuck a Spelling Bee champion. I wonder how many Spelling Bee champions are virgins. Virgin. Hold on, let me do that. Virgin. How about that? I bet you a lot of them are. I bet you a lot of them from the, you know, way back, decades ago, have passed away virgins.
Oh, sure.
What do you think, people?
I can believe that. Fucking
Rocket can believe it.
I can.
And he's agreeing, everybody. We're making steps.
See? Come on. Little baby steps. Baby
all
steps.
Show. The theme of the show has been Rocket in his defensiveness.
I'm not defensive.
He's being it again.
Damn it.
He's being it again. All right. 3 hours of talking to you. You've had one thing you've agreed on.
Shut up.
Thank you.
You're an idiot.
God, you're just killing him with the defense.
I hate you.
Why?
Because everything I say... You said I'm not putting effort in tonight. I'm offended.
With the talking. You're being defensive. You won't open up. I want you to share yourself with me, Rocket. We've known each other for a long time.
What do you want to know?
I'll show you Monkey Boy. If you say something nice.
I like you.
No, come on. That's not good. It's got to be a good compliment. Monkey Boy is an impression I do, but I don't ever show anybody.
A compliment to you?
Think of your compliment. I'll do Monkey Boy. You can't put it on camera because no one can see it. But actually, can we get a...
Honestly, I've seen you do the Monkey Boy.
Oh, you've seen it?
Of course.
No, that's not a big deal then.
No.
All right, let's do a Drunk Call Hotline.
Then. All right.
Drunk Call Hotline, everybody. 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. This is when our listeners go out during the week and get hammered. And instead of calling their boyfriends and girlfriends or moms and dads to bunk them about, hey, yo, dad, I'm fucking wrecked. And your dad's going, get home, you little prick. Don't drive. Take a cab.
Karen, is that like hitting too close to home there, guy?
It's hitting too close to home. I've done that. In 22, 23? Yeah, fuck it. Actually, either I just passed out of my car or I actually drove. Come on, we can all agree that we've all driven a little bust. Come on, let's not all rock it.
I'm not saying that. Yeah, absolutely. That's happened.
Of course, you know, everybody's, you know, a little high on the marijuana, maybe.
A little bit.
Fuck it, I'll drive. You know what I mean? All right, Drunk Call Hotline. It's when our listeners go out during the week, get hammered, fucking call us, leave us rambling messages. Here is Jenny Blowjob.
Hey, this is Jenny Blowjob, and you're listening to lunaticradio.com. And
all right, hold on. Jenny, you don't have to plug the show when you do your drunk calls. Just want to get that out there.
The fucking Sopranos can suck my ass. Are you kidding me? What kind of fucking ending was that? Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Meadow running in the door. The guy might or may not have shoot him. The black guy. What the fuck is going on in the world? Fucking Soprano bitches.
Wait. Why Jenny got to get all racial with it?
Wow.
There was a black guy in the scene, but did you for once think he was going to be the guy shooting Tony? I didn't.
I surely didn't.
He was just a guy in there to like buy some cigarettes, it looked like. He went over to a vending machine.
Just hanging out.
The guy that was sitting at the bar looking at Tony, yeah, I was going, hey, that's going to be the guy. Plus, he had a big bulge in his shoulder. Like he had a gun in his sleeve or something. Jenny getting all racial with it.
Yeah,
always blaming it on the black guy. What is that, Jenny? Here's Jenny Blowjob again.
Are you fucking shitting me? This is Jenny Blowjob, and I am totally annoyed. Nasty Nikki is on the phone with another girlfriend, and they're talking girl talk about some guy she's banging, and I'm really annoyed. Mm-hmm. I'm drunk, and oh my God, she has no titties. Why are you pulling up your top? You're a boy. Anyway, I'm just calling to do another drunk dial so that you will truly know how... Is that a Mexican? What are you looking at?
What's with the racial stuff?
What?
She heard you.
I mean...
See?
What? No.
What?
Gross.
Shut up.
Anyway, Jenny Blowjob.
Yeah?
Signing off. SOB. SOL.
Jenny, this is how you...
PBC.
Uh-huh. Why am I talking to her like she's listening? Jenny, this is how you should sign off for your drunk calls. I'll give you a little tip. Wubba, wubba, wubba. Goodbye. God bless. Say that when you end your drunk calls. Wubba, wubba, wubba. Goodbye, God bless. Here's LJ.
Why?
For no reason.
Aaron Rocket. Hi. Hey, guys. Fucking show rocks. Fucking great. This is LJ from Champlain. This is a drunk call hotline, and I just wanted to give you guys a drunk call, get something off my chest.
Ooh.
I'm out here having a graduation party for my wife's niece, who I've been sleeping with.
What?
Hold on, Red.
What?
Rocket, give me an alarm or something.
Hold on a second.
Hold on. Having a party for his wife, his niece is there, and he's been sleeping with the niece. Is that what he just said? I believe that's what he just said.
Yeah, I think so.
Why? I don't know, but it's fucking nice. I mean, I guess. But I just wanted to give you a drunk call. Just maybe play it. Maybe I get your view on it.
Yeah.
But I found your show a couple months ago. I haven't missed any. Downloaded every one of them that I can and listened to them. You guys fucking roll.
Hold on. More importantly, we got to go back to the beginning of that.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Aaron Rocket. Uh-huh. Man, you guys fucking show rocks. Fucking great. This is LJ from Champlain. This is a drunk call hotline, and I just wanted to give you guys a drunk call, get something off my chest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out here having a graduation party for my wife's niece, who I've been sleeping with.
All right, so he's having a graduation party for his wife's niece, who he has been banging.
Wow. Graduation from what, would you think? Like high school?
That's one question we need the answer to.
It's got to be high school at minimum. So that means 18?
18, 19, something like that.
Good for you.
Wait. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Good for you. College, you might be fucking hitting some nasty shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
What is it?
Drag him.
You don't need advice, player. We need advice from you.
How did you do that?
Yeah.
Now, when you get the three-way, you might be God.
Could be. Could be God.
That's crazy, though.
He wants to comment on it. Here's my comment. You demand.
Listen, not that we're like this gigantic public show, but the idea that you still like reveal that information on this is kind of wild.
Eh, it's just a guy in a drunk call hotline, really. It's not like me going out there and saying
that's
you.
True. He is pretty anonymous, but it's just funny.
Yeah. Fucking guy is awesome.
Nick C checking in from the chair room. Hey, at least she is legal.
Yeah.
Guys are looking from the positive. It's a positive angle.
Could be really hot.
Yeah, it could be hot, really young. Everything's good.
Those 18, 19-year-olds, they're go-getters.
Beer Wizard, apparently the wife isn't putting out, or she's a cow, or potentially both.
I'm thinking both. All right, here we go.
I love, like, no one's, everyone's like, eh, this is cool. Good for you, guys.
We don't know. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Good guy. Bang them both, he says, people saying. All right, here's LJ again.
Hey, Kieran Rocket, this is LJ from VA. Fucking calling back in again. We're fucking trashed. I'm sitting here drinking fucking Money Aristocrat vodka. Yummy, yummy. But I got my fucking girls here, and I wanted to say something to y'all. Y'all go ahead. And they fucked up like everybody fucks up and does not get the show's name right as usual. Just like Kieran and not Kiernan. But fuck them. Fuck them all, Kieran. Y'all got it. Y'all got the fucking show. Y'all got the fucking shit. Keep it up. Keep on going. All right, later.
Well, thank you, sir.
Kudos to him for trying, at least. I mean, yeah. Come on.
Do you really have to rehearse that?
He had to choreograph three chicks to say some words.
Lunatic Radio. Just
rocks my box.
It's in the water down there. Here's Love Pony.
Oh, thank you.
Love Pony. Standing out free. Going surfing all day. Beautiful out. I'm drinking Pacifico. And then I'm going to go surfing some more.
All right. That was Love Pony from a refrigerator, it sounds
intriguing.
Like.
Intriguing.
He's, he's surfing. He's going to drink and go surfing again. I don't know if you can surf drunk. Can you surf drunk?
Yeah, why not? What's stopping you?
Water. That's what I'm thinking.
Water doesn't stop.
Here's Ray Ray.
Ray!
Doing a ramp.
No.
People love the ramping.
Love them.
Love ramping in the song. So here's Ray Ray doing his ramp.
What's up, Waiting Whipper? It's your favorite boy, Ray Ray. On the
only station that keeps the ball sleeping around. LunaticRadio.com. We're out here on a steamy Wednesday. Hallelujah. Holla back. Now here's some rap. Round and round.
No!
He did it good.
He nailed it!
He nailed the rat song.
Holy shit!
Congratulations to Ray Ray.
Beautiful!
And Ray Ray brings up a good fucking thing for the Drunk Call Hotline. We'll add a new dimension to it. If you people want to do ramps,
feel free
to do them on the Drunk Call Hotline. Send them in.
Wow!
Ramp into a song, everybody. This is when you talk up a song before it actually starts playing. You talk right up to when the artist is going to start singing.
Right. They call it the post.
Called the post. Thank you, Roger.
Why? It's kind of shitty.
We can do one of the journey real quick. You want one? You and I can do it. We'll do double team.
We'll show
the people how it's going. Hey, everybody. LunaticRadio.com show. Broadcasting from New York. Lovely day outside. It's a summer day. Get out there. Enjoy the weather if you can.
Yeah, try to suck some dick. It's here to rock it on the only station where gays like to rock and roll.
Lunatic Radio.
Just a small town.
God, Rocket, we're fucking pros. I swear to God.
Next.
What's next? What do you got? Fucking Celine Dion? Bring her on.
Celine. Yeah, you got that song.
I'll ramp that motherfucking shit.
Tori Amos, what?
You cunt. I got it.
Sarah McLachlan, bring it, bitch.
You got nothing. Your songs are shit. The beginnings suck. I got them. Easy. Fucking cake. Wow, we make no sense. Did we smoke? It sounds like we smoke a lot of pot, but we really don't.
We partied a lot this week. Friday night, we were at the Cringe Humor Show, and then, you know, Saturday, partied.
We did a lot of partying. That's why we're goofy.
You know what time I woke up on Sunday?
Four
in the afternoon. Unbelievable.
At that point.
I technically woke up at 1:30, was up for like 20 minutes, and like, this ain't happening.
When you open your eyes and it's 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Did you have like an inkling of thought, maybe just like, you know what, I'm just going to bypass this day. Wake up tomorrow.
Let's try again tomorrow.
In college, I've had those days where I've woken up at like 5 in the afternoon and I just been like, I would think that in my head. I'd be like, do you think I could just really try to sleep more and just go wake up tomorrow morning and just miss this day?
Damn, Jay beat me. Jay slept till 5. God damn it.
God damn. Here is Redneck, everybody.
Hey, fellas. Redneck, down here in Nashville. Been at the Country Music Festival tonight. Partied with a bunch of friends of mine. I heard y'all talking on the last show about how places were nice to go. Nashville would be a good place for you guys to come. Y'all need to come down here. We got a place called Cadillac Ranch. The hottest bitches in the world there, guaranteed.
Yeah, we have a redneck. It doesn't seem like you've left Nashville ever. So to you, it's probably the hottest bitches in the world. Yeah. By the way, redneck, I got to applaud you. There's not a worry in your world.
Yeah, he is living the life.
So laid back, this guy. He calls in every week.
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah.
Y'all need to come on down. I'm driving home. Probably a little too drunk to be driving home. But I'm doing it anyway. Got to get home to my old coon dog, Ellie.
His idea of driving home is like a mile. Good.
Yeah, whatever he said there, but fucking that guy's awesome.
Guy has got the best life.
He's becoming one of my favorites.
Yeah, I drove home drunk, went down the block.
I tell you what, you four boys got to come down to Nashville.
Yeah.
Got the hottest bitches in the world at this one joint.
We got a 3-mile radius of everything you'll ever need in life.
Does it say that on the marquee outside the joint? Hottest bitches in the world. Maybe it does. It's Nashville.
It might.
They're kooky down there.
They're kooky.
Here is Rendell.
Let's see, Gray. This is Rendell.
Rendell.
Stop. Second time drinking today. Actually, not today. Ever. I'm taping my two friends playing racquetball, and they're drunk, and I'm videotaping them intoxicated. And as I said, drunk and intoxicated. But I love you guys. It's great. I feel so relaxed right now. But I just want you guys to be a part of it, so I love you.
He's a fucking kid at a racquetball court filming his buddies playing racquetball, calling the Drunk Old Hotline, and telling us He loves us.
Wow.
What?
That's officially everything now. Racquetball?
That's officially random. That is just random.
I love it.
I love you all.
Racquetball.
I want you guys a hug. I haven't talked.
Oh, no. He's one of those huggy
people. I haven't listened to your radio show in a while. I want to go back and like listen to some stuff, but I probably won't. I'm going to listen to the latest one. I love you guys. Rend L. Out.
Oh, you hack. You are hacky to Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah. Whatever happened to, like, Steve or Joey? What's Rend L?
Yeah, they all got these...
crazy, wacky names. Like
here is Two Stoned Mike.
Ooh!
Yo, what up, Lunatic Radio? This is Two Stoned Mike giving you a call. Fucking drunk on a Thursday night. Deservedly so.
That's a listener.
Today we found out that we had been scammed. Mm. As in we mean the wife and I. Mm. Basically the wife. I should have taken Kieran's fucking Rocket's advice.
What was that?
I should have taken Kieran's advice.
Fuck no, not him.
Rocket's advice.
Yeah, he doesn't have any advice.
Kieran doesn't
That's
have a thought.
I like this guy.
What was I kidding? What am I kidding? Kieran having a thought?
Yeah, hello.
Fucking Rocket. How did I fuck that up?
I'm divorcing the bitch. No, I was kidding. Anyway, she's a cool chick. But anyway, we got ripped off from an internet scam. It's horrible. She took a job. Basically, now we owe the bank 2,500 bucks.
Oh,
no good.
Horrible shit. Anyway, she's literally so drunk. Later.
That sucks.
Eesh.
How do you do that?
He took an internet job and now he's out 2,500 bucks.
What the fuck's an internet job? If you're doing a job that's on the internet, you're not really having a job.
Dude, if somebody offers you a job and then asks you before you start the job, you owe us $2,500, they'll take the job.
Yeah, right. If you're going for a job and it takes you to a PayPal page, it's not a job. Is it the Nigerian prince? Yeah, was it the Nigerian prince?
Yeah, no. Yeah, right.
Abu Dhabi. I need you to send me money.
Two Stone Mike's wife was the first person to answer that to a Nigerian fucking prince email.
I felt like it was real. I got seven of them. Had to be real. He was desperate.
She wired some
that
money to an
though.
Offshore account.
I feel bad. That sucks.
Oh, that really blows. It really does.
Man, 2,500. Damn.
Here is the whacking off guy.
Ooh, Kieran McCann.
I believe this is a guy who called in a couple weeks ago and said, told a story about he was whacking off at a party and his friends walked in on him.
Oh, boy.
Lunatic Radio Drunk Call Hotline.
Radio.
I had a little discrepancy over what happened last week. I left my message saying, but I thought it was pretty funny, but it didn't turn out as funny as I thought it was, about me whacking off and getting walked in on by a few people, too. And, afterwards, and you guys can listen to the podcast, but you did say that right afterwards, our listeners are brain dead. I think that's insulting.
You
to
did?
Me. I think that.
Yikes! What was that?
Scared the shit out of me.
I just got hit by a truck, I think.
That's fucked up.
Well, anyway, there is a kid who was upset that we called him brain dead. But come on, dude. You're jerking off at a party. It is kind of dopey, don't you think?
Yeah, but dopey's one thing. Don't call him brain dead. That's mean. Apologize.
All right, Rock. Would you ever whack your goons in a house full of people?
Am I, like, in a bedroom?
Yes.
Sure.
You would?
Why not?
You're brain dead.
Thank you.
No way you jerking off with in a building full of people.
Like, if I'm with a chick?
With a chick. By yourself, jerking off. Wow. In a room.
Right.
And there's people chilling outside having a party.
If I'm like really like hammered, maybe.
It's goofy, dude.
It's a little goofy, I'm sure. But
don't take it personal.
Maybe he's hammered.
What was his name? I just called him Whacking Off Guy because I don't think he said his name. Don't take it personal. It's just a little goofy. I don't think you're brain dead. I'm sure you're a smart guy. Got a great job doing something great with your life. But that act of jerking off in a house full of people... A little brain dead.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get walked in on.
It's not safe. That's not safe. Don't say brain dead. It's not safe.
It's brain dead. Because getting caught jerking off is a dopey move.
You don't want to ever get caught jerking off. Even though you know everybody does it, you never want to get caught doing it.
Of course,
it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So it's dopey. It's not brain. He's not brain dead. It's just dopey.
You know, it's brain dead because you know, in a house full of people, if there's it's a party atmosphere, because that's what he explained. It's party atmosphere. He goes into a room, starts jerking. You know, 10, 15 minutes into it, if it's taking that long, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever it is, somebody at that party is going to go, hey, where's that dude? And then go pound it on doors.
That's true, yeah.
Brain dead. You got to know that before you start jacking off in a house full of people. All right. I'm not saying he's a brain dead kid.
Right.
Completely.
Right. Just with
what he did was a little brain dead.
That's a little brain dead. That's better. Because I think he took it. He's just generally brain dead. And that's offensive.
And to let you know on the inside information, we're all brain dead.
What about in school? School okay? Jacking off in school?
We're all brain... Well, me? You asking me?
And just in general?
No. Jacking off, you have to be in a building by yourself.
This kid Nick in the chat room says he did it in school.
All right. Nick, brain dead move.
Dude, that's brain dead.
See? Brain dead.
Because now you're in a public school, guy.
Yeah, because you can get fucked for that.
That's weird. And not in the good way fucked.
Yeah. Okay. Here is White Disaster.
Get the fuck out here to the West Coast to the fucking Saddle Ranch.
Sounds like a great invite.
This is the fucking White Disaster drunk as shit calling the fucking Junko Hollandness, right? That's what's supposed to happen? Hey, Patrick from Clean Human Radio, fuck you, motherfucker.
Oh my God.
Fuck you and your fucking stupid ass. Oh. I haven't fucking had any of you being so fucking funny in the show. I'm fucking hammered. Oh, dude. I'm out of gun this chick's ass right now. Woo! Fucking woo! Woo!
He's doing Ric Flair woos.
Woo! Yeah! Money that motherfucker, yeah! What Disaster saying, what up, and I'll fuck it out.
All right, there's a White Disaster from California, I believe.
Hey, how did you check in on the chat room? She said she used to do it at work.
Yeah, but you're a chick. You can do it anywhere you want.
Heidi might be the horniest chick I ever met.
Chicks can do it wherever they want.
Why? Because you allow them?
Because they're chicks. And it's hot. When a guy gets caught jerking, it's creepy, no matter who catches them.
But if a chick does it, it's cool?
Yes.
But that's from your perspective.
I don't care.
See, for you, it'd be like if you...
I'm giving you my opinion.
You're saying if you caught a chick jerking off, of course you're not going to be like, hey, what are you doing?
No.
You'd be like, hey,
would anyone...
No.
If you caught a chick jerking off at a party,
right? You'd be like,
would you be like, oh my God, what are you doing?
No.
I'd be like, holy shit, let me lock the door and get in here.
Do you need help?
What the fuck's going on in here? Fuck the party.
This is the
party's in your pants.
Oh man.
Ryan Seacrest, Kiss FM, back right after this.
Idiot.
Here is Cocky Tony.
Oh, good.
I believe this guy's from Europe.
Yeah, he is. Manchester, I believe.
Dude, do you know how much this fucking phone call is going to cost me?
Yeah, a lot.
Cockney Tony checking in with two fucking bitches. Go.
Yay!
So chicks cackle across the pond as well. It's not just the United States.
At a rate of $1.15 a minute.
Go ahead.
First of all, fucking head. You can go fuck yourself, you motherfucker. Fucking hell, you motherfucker.
Overmodulation, ladies.
Like it, though.
Overmodulation.
Kind of hot. Thank you.
Right, now try again so they can actually understand what you're saying.
Hello. Hello.
I didn't know Hello had that many O's in it.
These chicks really get drunk over there.
A lot of O's in there.
A lot of O's.
No. Okay. One. Hi.
Right, Zoe, listen, wait. Rocket asked me to personally ask you, where's this Zoe bird? So it's all over to you.
Zoe bird is here. I love everyone and everything. I'm very drunk, and if you want a hug, you better fucking come here now and get one.
Wow.
Man.
Yo, Tony, you hang out with some wacky chicks.
I hope you had a break that night.
Here's Cocky Tony again.
It's kind of hot.
Though. I got two more from Cocky Tony.
Oh, by the way, real quick, Kieran. Our favorite Japanese woman's back in the room.
Hi, Japanese lady. She's in her future.
She is.
Hello.
Oh, look, Kate Frost in the room. Hey, Rocket Baby, XOXO. Sure.
Sure you are.
Yeah, sure it is.
Here is Cocky Tony from across the pond.
Cockney.
Right. Cockney Tony checking
is
in.
Is it Cockney
right?
Tony?
I'm
Cockney.
Around my friends. I've drank lots of beer, lots of vodka, take lots of cocaine, smoked lots of weed.
Oh, wait. He's got a buffet of stuff going on over
He's
there.
He's got a buffet?
Let's check it off. He's got vodka, wine, cocaine, and weed. That is
That's all right, nice.
A buffet of drugs.
Buffet
of internet.
Two really fit ladies. One is called Zoe Reef. The other one, Faye Summon. So, Faye Ryder. Insert own joke. In which case, they're going to pretend to be lesbian lovers and have sex. So, go.
Pretend we are lesbian lovers.
Right, do you see how straight these two girls actually are? I'm sorry they don't. Right, dudes, anyway, Rocket.
Yes.
Happy fucking birthday, man.
Thank you, sir.
She has.
Wow, they just cut him off. All right. Wow. He is got his hands full. I got one more.
I love him. This is great.
Chicks are.
I'm a little. Is that. Can it really be Kate Frost in the room?
Why?
I want to call into Dr. Rocket. There's no way that's really Kate Frost because there's no way she's listened to old shows to know about Dr. Rocket.
Well, give it. Have that person.
All right, I'll do it.
I am you. And give her the number, and she can call in. We'll find out if it's Dr. Rocket.
Oh, wait, it's a guest. Maybe it is, though.
Look at Rocket so hard off of Kate Frost. Just think Eve Lawrence.
No. All right, play the call. I'm figuring this out.
All right, here we go. This is Cockney Tony and yes. Two chicks from across the pond.
Hello. Cockney Tony again. Sorry, mate. Drunk as a fucking skunk. But I don't know what I'll say. But I do have a naked lady who wishes to say hello. Sorry, it's only my bird. Here you go.
Hey, do you like brown sauce? Do you like brown sauce? do you like brown sauce? Drip.
Wow.
Because I fucking hate brown sauce. I really, really, really do not like brown sauce, ever.
What?
Apparently, Connecticut Jay may get a job at some point in time. But he may not. Who gives a shit? I don't fucking give a shit. I know that I don't fucking like brown sauce.
Dude, I'm with everybody in the chat room. I have no idea what this chick is saying either.
You know what I do like? I like toasters. I like making toast. I like buttering it. And I like fucking eating it. I like fucking toast.
All I want to hear is a brick smacking the side of a skull right now. Although I'm sure she's a lovely girl. On the phone, she sounds nuts.
Baby fucking motherfuckers. I like toast.
Are they having a good time? I'm getting turned on.
Are they having a good time? Because somebody asked me that question. Are these people having a good time?
This is so weird.
There you go. Anyway, I like other things as well. I don't just like taste. I like tits, and I like fucking ass, and I like cock, and I like pussy.
She likes tits, ass, cock, and pussy.
Don't fucking tell me what I like. I know what I like, you motherfucker. Yeah. I like lots of things. I like burn up fucking burgers that are burn up to fuck.
I like
them. I like fucking pictures of nerds and pictures of grass and.
You know, it'd be great if I could understand her. I can't understand a word she's saying.
That's a.
Is she like eating the phone?
Where's the phone? In her vagina, and she's screaming through
her
belly?
Who's louder, her or me?
Is that what she's doing? That's what it is.
I like ash. Unga bunga.
I like toasters, and I like cookers, and I like plug sockets, and I like drawers. Drawers? What's in these drawers? There's drawers with paragon and time and card.
I feel bad for this guy because I want to play his full phone call, but this chick is driving me nuts. He calls from Europe, so it costs him some pretty penny. I want to give him some airtime, but I don't know how much more I can stand of this. Can't understand her. I'm sure she's saying some great things, but I can't understand her.
Benjamin and Basil and bagels, cinnamon and spaghetti. I like ketchup.
What does she like?
Post-game show is brought to you by... Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it.
You can't deny that that is definitely a drunk chick.
That is... well, they said they were doing a buffet of stuff.
Yeah.
Sounds like the old powder is talking.
Here's some more audio of her.
Take over, Monty. I'm in the bag.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
You guys call me Francis, and I'll kill you.
I don't know what that was.
All right. Wow.
Oh, great mistake.
I've had enough. I can't kill my ears.
Tony, but thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
We do appreciate that overall, like the effort.
The effort. We would have loved to hear
and
from
the
you.
Chicks.
Love to hear from you, Tony, because it seemed like you were the only one talking English.
We like the chicks a little bit, but, you know, decibel level.
I'm sure they were very fine-looking young ladies, but they sounded like orangutans.
Orangutans sound like that?
Sure they do. Uh-huh. You ever see the one that drove the car in the Cannibal Run?
Cannibal Run. Oh, yeah.
But every time we spoke, he's like, bang, bang, bang. He just made some noise. I don't know. It's a good orangutan.
K-Frost left the room.
K-Frost left the room. All right.
But the Japanese lady's still there. What is she eating? So let's see what Sage is eating. Her name is Sage. This is what we do now. Sage, what are you eating?
Tofu.
Tofu?
Tofu.
Tofu?
Oh, me?
Oh, you?
Oh, yeah.
Where?
Me and Lucky Rocket.
Really?
Because it's the only name I can pronounce. Oh, I'm sorry.
Rocket?
I'm sorry. Pronounce.
Rocket?
Rocket.
What is she eating?
Stir fry?
She had a can of nothing. Can of egg roll? She does look confused. She looks... Japanese people look confused on webcam. Why?
I got wacky horn too.
She has a wacky horn.
Me like you, Rocket. Me from Asia.
Oh, really? That was the comedic timing of death.
I want to drop a bomb.
What does that even mean?
On your ass.
Oh, she's eating ice cream.
Oh.
What flavor? We're having a conversation with some girl.
Whatever flavor you want.
She's some woman in Japan that somehow managed to find her way into this chat room. Why? I have no idea. Pork chop flavor. Pork chop flavor. Roast pork. Wolf pork. Wolf pork ice cream.
I'm here to...
Dog chop.
I'm here to serve you.
Sushi flavored. Does she actually listen to this show? Like, what is she listening to right now? Is she listening to, like, her Pokemon soundtrack?
I'm listening to anything you like, Rocky.
Really?
Hold on. I'm remissive.
Horrible. Is it General Tso's ice cream?
anything you wish it to be. I love you, Rocky.
A $5 ice cream. She eats ice cream long time. Long time! I want Sage to call in. Sweet and sour ice cream. I love this. Are we doing the comedy pyramid right now?
1-800-ROR.
So what flavor ice cream? What flavor ice cream is? No, Mike, don't use that language, Mike. We're friendly. Come on. Mike's going there with the racial slurs.
Soy sauce is good on sweet and sour chicken.
What flavors is
it? Hello?
Is it shrimp and lobster sauce ice cream?
Everybody, I love Rocky.
It's a wolf pork lo mein ice cream. Wolf pork.
Me love you, Rocky.
Oh, thank you. Hi, she says hello.
Would you like me to lick your taint?
Okay. She's eating ice cream. They have ice cream in Japan?
Answer my question.
Isn't that illegal?
Answer my question.
What was your question?
How do you get the Chinaman out of a tree?
How?
Get an Asian lady in a Toyota.
She's eating strawberry. 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 You know what?
I love rice cream.
This bitch is a liar. Because last week she was saying she can't speak English or understand it. And like, I'm asking all sorts of questions and she's fucking answering it.
Chocolate ice cream.
Chocolate. Yeah, it's true. Heidi's like, you guys get a listener from another country and we just beat her down. You damn right.
Me love America.
I want her to take her top off.
Is that the one that looks like a boot?
No, that's Italy.
Right? Rocks.
Strawberry. Chocolate ice cream. Chocolate.
What are we doing on the show? You're talking to the Asian lady.
Yes, we're talking to the Asian lady. Japanese lady that comes to our room that supposedly has no idea what we're talking about, yet answers all my questions magically.
For some reason, I just had to go to the bathroom for a second.
Yes, we know.
I might have to take a dump again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't feel free.
I'll be back in a minute, Ron.
Okay.
Rocky?
Yes?
Who was that?
That was... Kewin.
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 Sounds like an elf.
It sure is. He's got the height of one, too.
He would fit over here in Rhino because we are short.
She's saying, Japan is 1 p.m. Why do I make her sound like a guy?
It is 1 p.m. Hoi!
Oh!
Wax on, wax off.
It's 1 p.m.
That's
wow.
What I do to your pee-pee.
They are so long. Yes, conflict got a long time.
Rocky?
I can't do it, chick voice. All I got is pork for wash.
Can I touch pee-pee?
Sure. Come on over. Well, you're in Japan. You can't just come over.
Can I teach you the ancient art of yellow discipline?
Ooh, I like that.
It involves liquid and pee-pee.
So she's eating ice cream. It's 1 p.m.
Yo, pee-pee.
What the hell is she doing? It's the middle of the day. She's eating ice cream. Isn't that illegal there? Isn't everything there illegal?
Yes, I am going to lose my hands.
Yeah. Father will cut hands now.
Hoi.
Don't they do that thing where they have to wear, like, small shoes so they don't get big feet? Like, isn't, like, a big feet, like, a sign of, like, dominance? So they have to wear small shoes so they don't, like, you know, get big?
You lost me.
Sorry. But you wait, you're from Japan. You're supposed to know.
All right. I agree.
Or is that China? Maybe that's China. People are saying Chinese.
I concur.
Does she play Chinese checkers or is that illegal in Japan? Like everything else is illegal.
We use chopsticks.
Chopsticks. Chopstick.
For everything. Even MasterVision.
So like... Was like her ice cream cup, like, did it have like a microchip in it? Did it like calculate the calories for her? Everything's illegal but strawberry. Strawberry ice cream! Everything! She's laughing, but she has no idea what we're saying. No idea! Supposedly. Have her call in. Wait, turn your mic on. Turn your mic on.
My
Sage.
Microphone is on.
Say hello. I mean the other Sage.
Huh? Yeah.
You're the real Sage. I mean the fake Sage.
Huh?
Exactly.
I'm not confused.
Who, me?
I'm not confused.
Who, me?
I'm not confused.
Who, you?
Do not compute.
Do not compute.
Do not compute.
The robot's going to explode. So, this is now 2 weeks in a row that we're talking to some random Japanese lady.
Me, Chinese.
Japanese or Chinese?
Who gives a fuck?
She just went Stepford. What the hell does that mean? What's Stepford?
Do you have a fuck?
Like the Stepford Wives?
Do you have a fuck?
Fuck you.
Let me ask a question.
Okay.
Do you have a fuck?
Fuck.
You can figure out my name if you have a fuck.
She has like a tiny spoon. Are women supposed to use small spoons so there's a sign of like submission? Is everything small for a reason?
Throw a fuck in the air.
Look, their ice cream over there comes in like little like Dixie cups and shit, and they come with their own spoons. We don't have that. We don't even have like technological ice cream here. We are so behind. Look, they have personal ice cream cups. We don't have that. We don't have that. We got gallons of ice cream. You can only get ice cream by the gallon. And there's no spoon. There sure as hell ain't no spoon coming with it. Look, she has a portable spoon. The fuck?
My name is...
Hack. We do have the spork, though. We do have them. They get little cups of ice cream.
My last name is...
With a little... Shut up.
I did a funny...
Goddamn Japanese women throw me off. Get all confused.
I made you a ref.
We don't have little individual ice cream cups here, nor small spoons. I'm telling you. Neither of those things exist over here.
I have fortune cookie.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it in your pants?
Yes, sir.
That's sweet.
Crack me open. See what's inside. Are we done with this bit? Because I'm running out of shit to say.
Honestly, I didn't have anything since we started. Baskin Wobbins. Baskin Wobbins.
I gotta go.
Bye-bye.
Godzilla forever.
Say bye-bye.
Godzilla forever. Bye-bye, Rocky.
Bye-bye.
I touch your pee-pee soon.
Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Me go sleepy now.
Are you powering down?
Bye-bye, power down. All system shut down.
Yeah, can
logging off.
What is she saying? She just said a weird word. What did she just say?
Rice Krispies.
No, that's not what she said. She didn't say Weiss Krispies.
Baskoli Wabbit.
She said Onzi. What? She's going into sleep mode.
What's up, Doc?
Heidi's going to take me to the grocery store. She's going to show me things called produce.
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 Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
I'm not kicking her off.
Me just... love you.
You do?
Not really.
Okay, thanks.
Maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
I love you long time.
She'll be back next week.
Oh, sucky, sucky. Whack.
Same whack time, same whack channel.
Sure will be.
Come on, that was good.
That was a good one.
You didn't get it.
You're funny, Rocky.
I try.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
I love you.
Bye-bye.
Don't hang up. You hang up first.
Bye-bye.
You hang up first.
No, you hang up first.
You know you hang up.
On three. 1, 2.
Wait. 1, 2, 3. You didn't hang up.
You didn't hang up.
Come on, Rocky. Why you gotta be tricky?
If you hang up, I'll buy you a pint of fried rice.
Ooh, you talking to my sweet spot. I love you. You call me tomorrow.
You know what those containers are called that they put Chinese food in?
Cunt buckets.
No.
What are they called?
They're called like oyster baskets.
Are they?
Yeah.
That's what my chachi smell like. Oyster basket.
That's your chachi smells.
Do you know what chachi is?
He was that guy from that show, right?
It's Asian vagina. Love Asian vagina.
Chachi's Asian vagina?
Uh-huh. Rocky, you call me tomorrow.
Oh, man, someone just gave us the old evil. Like, go to bed now, it's over. Like, we're just being dumb.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, you hang up. 1, 2, 3. Goodbye. Goodbye. Housekeeping?
Nope, wrong line. She's still eating that fucking ice cream?
Wrong ethnicity.
It's illegal to finish your ice cream in Japan.
Goodbye.
You gotta constantly nibble at it. If you finish it, you go to jail.
It's vanilla pudding, cocksucker. And my husband put it in a cup.
And it was weird. It looks white.
With the wee-wee.
Their strawberry ice cream's white. Now, don't fucking tell me that, oh, strawberry ice cream's white.
Why are you getting so defensive?
Because I don't go to grocery stores.
You need to learn karate.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm just looking at the chat room here, and there's some guy with a megaphone in front of his mouth. Who's that? Who's that guy?
Rocky-san.
Rocky-san?
Rocky-san. I gotta go.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I love you.
Thank you.
I'm very submissive.
I guess so.
All of us Asian bros are.
Yeah, I know. Small feet.
Yes.
They gotta follow behind
me
them.
Me love a big Italian chops.
That's gotta be weird.
With soy sauce.
Imagine that.
Goodbye.
Big Italian guy and little Asian lady.
Yes, I imagine it every night.
Really? Well,
me and you, Rocky.
Oh, she just did a little teaser. She just like wiped her like chest.
Of course I did.
she's a dirty whore.
It's some funky tasting spunk. All right, I gotta go because I'm running out of time on the show.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. You hang up. Okay, bye.
Wow, what happened this week?
He took some dump.
Damn, that was a big one. Taco Bell dumps, man.
Brick.
Unbelievable.
Drop a brick.
All right. Hotties of the week.
Oh, shit.
Let's get out of here. It's time for LunaticRadio.com's Hotties of the Week.
Word up, Hottie of the Week time, everybody. This is when we pick a chick from World Entertainment Demon or the Hottie of the Week. It's pointless second, do it each and every week. If you want to join in on the festivities, which is crazy, email us to the show, lunaticradio.com, with the name of chick, reason why we're reading them on the air. Or don't. Let's go around the board. Check out the chat room. Who's got the Hotties of the Week? I'm going to go with Austin Kincaid.
Ooh, nice pick.
Possibly a girl we'll have on the radio program. If Eve Lawrence sticks out. She's Eve Lawrence's backup to rid Rocket of Kate Frost, the other porn star for which he's infatuated with. And, yes. Rocket, who you got?
I'm getting some stuff in the room. Amy Winehouse is coming in. Denise Milani. Kayla Page. Crazy Asians in general.
Yes.
Shit, I wish I could get her name real quick, but the chick that was on, that was on The Sopranos, AJ's girlfriend.
Oh,
that
yeah.
She was hot.
Yeah, the Monique. Like her.
Whatever her name is, we'll figure it out. Just go Google it. You know, the chick that was in the last episode. She was actually in several. She was like in four.
Lindsay Lohan.
Coming in.
Love the Lindsay Lohan.
Hayden Pentieri?
Yes.
What?
Love them all. All right, everybody.
I'm going to go.
Did you pick a hottie?
I'm trying to get her name. Is there any more coming in from the...
As you look that up, I want to thank Richard Patrick from Filter, yeah. Army of Anyone, everybody, for calling in on the program. He's all over the web, so just Google Richard Patrick to find the latest ongoings of what's going on with Richard Patrick and Filter and Army of Anyone. There is stuff going on, so pay attention if you're a fan. He said it on his program. He's working on some stuff for a band that starts with the letter F.
Emily Wickersham. That's her name. Emily Wickersham. That's who my honey is.
All right. Until next week, everybody.
We'll be here, same time, same bad channel.
Hopefully we'll have more stuff other than talking in Japanese.
Learn them up. All right, everybody. Later.
Later.
This concludes the LunaticRadio.com broadcast day. For questions and comments, email the show at LunaticRadio.com. That's THESHOW at LunaticRadio.com.
Hey, thanks for checking out the show. Now, we never expect anything from the listeners except to simply listen, but if you share your computer board or something, help spread the word on LunaticRadio.com. Now, you might be asking, well, what can I do? Let's say you have a MySpace page or a website. Head on over to LunaticRadio.com/promotions and get the code for one of our banners. Maybe you're a user of Dig.com. Now that they have a podcast section, we are on it. Do a search in the podcast section for Lunatic Radio and dig us. Or if you use iTunes, subscribe to the show. The bottom line is, we appreciate any help that the listeners give in helping spread the word of LunaticRadio.com. Tell your friends, find a website to vote for us, Google us, whatever. Just help spread the word. We really appreciate it. And as always, go to the Lunatic Radio message board at LunaticRadio.com/board, or go to our MySpace page at MySpace.com/LunaticRadio and find out all the information you need in helping support the show. We want to take over the internet. Not really. We suck.